Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, something going on with the board. All right. Are we on the show off my cell phone, but something going on with it. I mean, they're saying no callers. They got switchboard. No callers. But this motherfucker's got so many goddamn numbers on here, and they won't let me do anything.
We need to,
Let me check with Jay to see if he can get somebody to get us some. Y'all bear with us. We're trying to get this board straightened out. If y'all can't hear me or not, because like over here we got our audio clips set. It's dark gray. It ain't got no press play or no stop or pause or anything over there. It's like my callers ain't even on here. They saying no caller, but I see numbers and they ain't showing nobody got their hand up or anything.
So you said right now we're live or you don't know?
I don't know. I think we are though. When I called in.
I don't know when it's at this.
Where Jay is it? At church?
I don't know if he is or not. Let me I'll just call you back. Let me see if I can get him.
All right. Y'all bear with us if y'all can hear me. We're trying to get this board straightened out. I'm going to put my phone on mute for 1 second, y'all. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. We got some difficulties going on with this thing. I'm on. Somebody text me. Say, I'm on. Give me 1 minute. Something going on with this computer here. I hate to give y'all a silent, but I want y'all to hear my background. No, I'm getting texted that y'all can hear me. But that little arrow, that little thing, when I get ready to click on something, just spinning. I can't play no music. He won't let me do anything. DJ finna check with Jay Bone right quick. So y'all give 1 minute. I'm going on mute for 1 second, y'all. We live, y'all, but we're trying to go on the board. It's showing no callers. It's showing no callers at all, but, hell, I got a whole board full of callers. We're trying to see what's going on. I'll be right back. Y'all hold on 1 minute. Y'all hold on. We're trying to get this board figured out. I'm refreshing it and everything, so bear with me 1 minute. We here tonight. Trying to get these things figured out. Go on, put my phone on mute. I got this tick missing, old boy. Smoke. We got a dump truck full of rock. I see your tick miss. We coming though. I'm trying to get these rocks out the goddamn yard, then. Going back on mute, trying to fix the computer. Hold on. All right, I think I got something, y'all. Thank you for the tip about refreshing the board. I did, and I think we've got something now. Let me see, is it going to work here? Let me see. What the hell is it?
Then your phone goes red.
Let me See if they're going to work.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level.
Hey!
Coming in 2013.
Yeah,
all your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching
you
an online auto parts store catering
now?
Specifically to your auto performance needs.
Boy,
being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge
okay.
Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013. Get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right. All right, they got it right there, Larry. Let me call DJ, get him back on. Y'all bear me one more time. Let me find that J-Bone printer home music. Shit, might not have it. That song ain't working. What the hell going on with that computer? Him, boy.
Wait a minute. You can't keep clicking it. It'll make it free for you.
Well, I'm going to call DJ, y'all. I can see the board now. Y'all bear with me one more time. You there, DJ?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I can see the board. Now it's showing that I got some color, but the damn arrow thing ain't working right with a doggone. I played one thing, and then it won't let me click on that now.
Yeah, I've been reaching out to a couple of our brothers trying to get somebody to get on to help us run this board.
Oh, let me get Mark on. Let me see, can I open him up? Let me see. Shit.
Yo! Yo!
Oh, Lord.
Ma, you there?
Yo!
My board. Hold on 1 second. My board's still spinning.
Hold
you
on.
Got
this,
the
might
damn
help, this might be some help. Hold on.
Go ahead, Ma. I got you, but...
Man, how you gentlemen doing? How you gentlemen doing that?
We doing all right. You doing all right down there? We're over there.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Hey, but nigga, now when you fix this board, now you over here by politics last week, man. Cause you hung up on everybody, cut the show off. You getting your feeling, cut the show off.
I told DJ
he ain't allowed to get that board. So DJ didn't do that board. He ain't allowed to even look at the board.
Once my nigga learned how to do that board, I was happy. I swear I don't want to look at the board.
You got some help yet, DJ?
Biz is in the log in to try to help us out.
Okay.
So he would do it.
That thing's still spinning right now. You know, when you click on a mic to open the mic up, it ain't showing that his mic is open. You still got that damn circle spinning.
Yeah, you got some issues going on. The old blog talk got some issues going on. Well, everybody that can hear us, welcome to the show. Welcome to the DJ Grand Button Naked, and I guess we're going to get them poor Mark. Got them crazy ass in Mark. From the 901 bad boy.
Hey, DJ, I'm really about to put you on the show.
You got to put me on. I'm going to put you on probation.
Yeah, probation. You get some hard press.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any problem with the mic. I'm with the board. Everybody was texting me, said they hear me and everything and this and that. Until I refresh the board, I got one tick. So I bet my hair look better than the DJ. Get who that was.
Who?
Mike here.
Yeah, because you went to our beautician today, motherfucker. I'm going tomorrow.
I'm going tonight when I got the show. I bought me a kit. I'm going to try that shit like y'all.
I ain't got no goddamn shit. Y'all motherfuckers. Shit.
Hey, I don't know. See, they be putting transmission fluid in there.
Oh, my.
What if I did put Dramish fluid in here?
Oh, oh my god.
That damn boy acting crazy again. What in the hell is going on?
Well,
and it earlier said no callers, but I seen a whole goddamn board full of callers. Now it's showing that the board is full.
A lot of people want to tune in to hear what's going on about this hot topic, a hot thing that's supposed to go on tonight. And if y'all just bear with us, once we get everything going like it should, we'll try to get into it as quick as we can.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. How long be it before he can log on and see what's going on?
He should be doing it right now. I'm sure he'll let us know when he's in, or he might need to get back up playing with it. I think he's gonna be trying to do it from his phone.
I tried that from that phone one time. It wouldn't work for me.
That's a lot trying to do from the phone. Oh, that shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm on, man, so I'm going to put my phone on mute because I got my kids and I'm with my family, but I can control the board from my phone, so y'all just let me know who y'all want me to open up, all right?
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got some hands up.
I appreciate it, Bid. That don't mean I'm going to take a light on your head next week either, man, because you don't get on that goddamn board.
Hey, but like I told on my talk show, don't take it the wrong way. If you show up with your car, you got the lockup money off top. If you don't show up with your car, I want my money. So either way, you ain't gonna get no race out of me. So if you show up with your car,
I'm coming. I got a phone call today from a bunch of guys on the phone, some good fellas. They weren't talking no shit. They talk about some real racing and you know, like racing used to be. You know, they shook and poke you a little bit, but they wouldn't like this goddamn show that we got. Them mother gonna show you your hell.
Yeah, well, like I said, if you show DJ, explain this to the partner. If you show up with his car, that's a track.
If he show up with the car, you got free money, bud.
There it is.
All right,
yeah. So I'm going on mute, and when y'all want some mics open, just holler.
All right, well, we're going
to
do that,
then. I don't know now, dude. You know, dog might say,
we're going to try stuff. That old man is about time to retire. He ain't going to try shit. Him and that open frame helmet, but boom.
He got a happy day funds here.
Do we have any hands up right now, Ben? Did he get it?
I guess he got it. Whatever he opened, that's what did it.
And that was Leon, Mike, that had all that background noise.
Didn't we tell you to open Leon, Mike? God damn it. You already done got fired. We ain't tell you nobody, Mike, yet. They're fucking with you, B. Take that shit personal now.
Oh, no. I never personal, but naked. Never personal. This is all fun
but you know what?
And games.
I got one thing to tell you, B, and then I'm going to let you run that board.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that. We're going to run your motherfucking ass down
there. Hey, bud, only thing, only way we race if we race for the lockup money. But anything
hell
other
no.
than lockup money, you got cash coming. You got your gas money paid. If you want. if you want a moral victory, you got it. If you want to say I got Ben's back, you got it.
I don't want it, man.
Homie, you got free gas money from me and Mike Hill.
From who? You and who? Mike Hill.
Mike Hill.
Mike just texted, fuck that, we running your ass. He said, y'all running me, goddammit. I tell you what, B,
I'm going to try to post some bad shit.
All I want to do, you let me strike out from that tree. Let me strike out from the tree and get past, let me get past the 60 foot. And I'll let you sit at the 330 and take off. How about that?
Say it again.
I'm going to let you sit at the 330. And when I get past the 60 foot, you can take off.
But that,
how about
who,
that?
Who do you think you're talking to? Who do you think you're talking to?
You got hands.
I tell you what. You got the back tie. All you got to do is take the number one plug off your car and the number six plug. I'm going to run your head up.
Shit, I already done did that last time. Wait till I put the machine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a raid for the fan, that's all.
You got some other races locked in, so you got some races for the fan.
Yeah. I really want. You know what? When you came out with your chest poked out, your bald head ass, you hurt me to my goddamn heart, boy, to my soul. My shit broke on that line, and they talked all that shit to me. I want it like a hard one slot. Ain't nothing like getting that ass back. Nothing.
You could have got it back that day. I would have tried it again that day.
It was broke. How the hell I want to try it back?
We found a drive shaft, but
that damn transmission was tore up and everything, man. Then the gear was tore up and everything. It tore up everything.
He threw a lot of shit that time, but damn sure did. That's a whole lot of shit.
But you just wait. You just wait. I got a real surprise when I whooped that motherfucking Tony Wright. I got a real surprise.
That's a tall order, man.
Yeah, it's a tall order, but it coming.
Man, we got a cop coming out real soon. We gonna knock you off with a butt, nigga.
Y'all better hurry up and get me, because I'm ready to retire. I'm tired. I'm tired already. Biz, how many? We got some people with their hands up.
You do. Hold on.
Where the hell Mark go? He ain't cussing a nanny.
In the bushes.
Got five hands up.
All right. Well, let DJ tell them what we're going to do and where they're going to be. And then we'll go to open their mics up. DJ, tell them what we got going on tonight.
We got a special caller. We got a fan that wants to voice his opinion on some things and get some things out in the open. And he brought some stuff to our attention that he wanted to just kind of, he wanted to have an open floor to be able to talk without being interrupted. And we said we'll give him that opportunity. Now he said he was going to be in a meeting till around 8:30 or 9:00. So I'm not 100% sure. But as soon as he calls me, I'll have to text somebody the number so we can call him and get him on. So I guess he'll be, you know, if he tell me if he gets out of his meeting or whatever a little early, he'll give us a call and then we'll get them on earlier than that. But until then, we'll just keep the show going until that time comes.
Now, the next question is, do you hear my TV in the background? If do, I need to turn it down. Y'all hear that TV?
I don't hear that.
Okay. I was just wondering, y'all, kids watching TV.
Well, go ahead and open up some more bikes up, Biz, but when, if the fan that wants to talk calls in, I'll tell you, and we're gonna mute all the mics and give him a chance to talk.
And I think it's gonna be worth listening to, so y'all just hold on. I ain't worth listening to when I heard it. All right, yeah. Biz, let's go down the list.
Yeah, 334-9-9052.
That sounds like a familiar number I ain't heard in a while. Who is that?
Yo, what's that?
Turbo Till, my man.
What's going on?
What's going on, Turbo?
What's happening, Turbo? Where you been? You been in the bushes, Turbo?
I've been out of the country. I'm back now.
Are you back, Timbo?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
Are you back at hunting? Back looking for some action? What's up?
Well, say that again.
I said, you back hunting? Are you looking for some action? What's going on?
I don't know. Yeah, I ain't going to say that. I ain't had time to tell.
Okay. Are y'all planning to go to Florida, though?
I'm going to fly tonight. I'll be out there tonight. Wait.
I'm waiting. Good to hear your voice, buddy, man. A lot of people been asking about what you was, when you was at, what you were doing. I said, I hadn't talked to them, but good to hear your voice, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Turbo.
Turbo. Yeah, what up? Yeah.
Because you be doing some upgrades or some touching up, you still can call in on the show, man. These folk be missing you when you don't call in.
I've been out of the country. I ain't had no phone to call y'all.
You got to get you one of them damn satellite phones then, goddamn.
I don't want to be bothered. Where that damn market?
Oh, shit. I knew it would be long.
Yeah, get them.
I always got so smart to say, too, man. Where's Tubbo T at?
They wanted to lock me in. Get on their ass, goddamn. I got three races locked in. Can't lock in no more. Mark, where you at? You on their phone.
Keep ducking. I'm going to go on mute for a minute. I'm
going to
go in a bunch of noise.
I'm going to
be on mute.
Okay.
All right. If you hear him, then jump on back in, Turbo.
All right.
All right, B, let's go to the next caller.
Is Mark Mike open?
Mark dropped off. 219-4018, Terry.
What's going on? Hey, let's get this party started already.
we can't get it started until the man of the hour call in, man. I'm not going to kick nothing off. I mean, I know about what it's about, but, I mean, hey, I got to let him say it how he wants to say it. I'm not going to be any part of what this man got to say. But it's coming. I can assure you it's coming. Just waiting to hear from him. What y'all got going on up that way, Terry?
Got a few cars getting ready.
So y'all coming to Orlando, right, or no?
What's that?
Y'all coming to Orlando?
We're actually trying to find a way to get the car down there now. We're checking out flights, too.
Oh, okay. Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but give me 1 second up here. DJ Breadman said he a Christian man, but he ain't got all motherfucking night. Get that bitch on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, the hell on Rick, man.
Good gracious.
See, you don't talk like that.
Hey, I got a question. Do Baldy got a shootout going on in Orlando that weekend? And Baldy race is a shootout, like a 28 or 29.
When I talked to Baldy said he wasn't for sure whether he was going to do a 29 or 28 or what he was going to do. He had to get with smoke. That was about 2.5-3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago. So I hadn't talked back with Baldy.
Last year wasn't that a G-Body shootout on 28th, wasn't it?
I thought it was insane on 2020.
Hold on. I remember they had that. Did they put 28 on Rambo?
It was 28, remember? I think, because Real Tree was on, I think, 28. The White Boys on 28. I think Lowe was on 28. If I'm not mistaken now, but somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. But I think they put
28 on Rambo. They might have put 28 on Rambo.
Yeah, they did.
The full chassis Rambo, not the stock suspension Rambo, but the full chassis Rambo.
Hey, I got a subject. Biz knows, DJ knows. I'm gonna be bringing a lot of cars down south next year. You guys with your shootouts down there. With the forced induction on 28s, got to run in the 29s. I mean, what's the deal with that? Why shouldn't there be shootouts down there that are just 28s and just 29s?
I agree with you, Tony. I mean, with you, Terry. I think possibly, but what they what they may want to do is maybe break the 28-inch tire class up to say maybe extreme 28 and just regular 28, because if they want to do it that way, because the crazy thing is you got these big mountain-ass motors that can do just do the same shit that these damn turbo cars can do. And really, a lot of transmission, especially in grudge racing, it's harder to grudge race a turbo car than it is a nitrous car.
In the eighth mile also, you know what I mean?
In the eighth mile, exactly.
You know, and from what I understand, too, is, you know, I've always heard about all this eighth mile stuff down south. But I heard there's a lot of quarter mile racing going on down there also, and how come you guys don't talk about that?
Well, I ain't really heard of no quarter mile racing down here too tough, honestly.
Okay.
I hadn't heard of too much of y'all that y'all do quarter mile racing up there. I know y'all used to talk a lot about it, but I don't hear that much of it.
We kind of switched over because we thought, you know what I mean, with you guys traveling and us traveling, it'd just be easier to just start the cars up, you know what I mean, set the cars up for eighth mile. But, you know,
My thing is, me personally, I don't care either way, but I would say this. A lot of these cars are so fast now that really I think it's more so just safety, man. I mean, it's going.
No, I agree.
That go like I said, you got something that still go, but I mean, who's really going out the back door that's really fast? I mean, you can go out the back door, you ain't doing shit, but to go out that back door hauling ass, you know, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But
we'll run out the back door any day.
You know, when Mike do his races, Mike have a 29 and a 28, and then sometimes you do a 28, and sometimes you just do a 29, you know, so... It is what it is. Mike did a raid with 28, running together one time, if I'm not mistaken, but that's the only thing I know of. But a lot of folks do that 28, 29
together. I'm not saying
running
them together. I'm not saying I'm running them together. I mean, when we went to Mike Hill's race, you know, we had a great time, don't get me wrong. But we come down there, you know what I mean, on 28s, and we had to run in the 29 class just because we had turbos. You know, but some of them, I mean, you got like you butt naked. I mean, I don't know your exact engine size, but I know it's huge. It's probably three times of what we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you get to run in a 28 class, and we got to run, you know, with the in the W class. You know, and it kind of puts
Mike don't care if it's a W or stiff. He'll be 28. As long as it's 28 and 29.
This is my suggestion. You can put your ass in whatever. I mean. You put your ass in the extreme 28-inch class, because we just need to call it an extreme 28-inch class. And if you want to get your ass in there, get your ass in there. If you're a bad motherfucker on a 28-inch tire, get in the extreme. If you just want to be in the regular 28-inch tire, shoot out, just leave it at that. I mean, and we all pretty much kind of know who the bad, I mean, it's easy to name. Turbo Tim, Mud Nugget, the guys with Terry, what's the name of the SBO, me, Big Ball Factor, the White Boys, Real Tree, Big Low, all these I just consider extreme 28-inch tire cars. I mean, and everybody would love to see these cars get down. I mean, it is what it is. These cars, all of them fast. And anything that happens,
if
one of them cars racing at any given time.
But here's the thing, DJ. Those just say Big Ball and all them, they're all on 28s. And they could have raced that 28-inch tire class at Mike Hill's race. But we come down on a true 28. Just because we had turbos, we had to run in the 29W class.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of...
I mean,
I know a lot of guys doing turbos down
there. I think they try to do it sometimes so the class races that come on 29s won't... You know, to try to slow up, you know, the class or something. But I mean, we grew up with it.
Right.
And you talking about getting some of the car down? You know, you got David's Transportation. We hit drunk ass. He hauled you nowhere. That was a joke type, man.
Yeah,
drunk ass.
For
you got down, go to cussing me out. That's a joke. Now, but he's a good guy. He got good insurance on it. You know, on them vehicles that he hauled, and you know, he go all over the country now.
That's for sure.
Who's
putting the plug in for you, tight man. A plug.
David's Transportation. Type man on that.
Well, we're trying to see if there's anyone up here that's going down south with a truck. You know what I mean? That'll take the take our trailer down there and bring it back.
Okay. Okay, but if you can't, just remember, type man is your man, David Tramp. Yep. All right, I guess we'll see who else. DJ, text your old boy and see what he, is he out of class or whatever, out of his beat.
Let me see.
So we can get this show rolling. Can everybody patiently waiting in that bread man cut.
Hey, butt nigga, your board not up yet?
It's up, but it ain't doing it. It's still spinning, showing Mark on when I click Mark on a while ago.
Well, try to refresh it. Try to refresh it. Huh?
Let me try that again. Let me refresh it one more time.
All right. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
What's up, Leon?
I don't know if that was mine, but I was on mute.
Yeah, that way it happened when I opened up your mic.
It was doing it when you closed my night mic. It was still making that noise.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't you. My bad.
Hey, Terry. What y'all pulling
yeah.
all that stuff down there, man?
What's that?
What y'all planning to take that stuff down there?
What's that? I can't hear it.
You say y'all trying to get some of all them trailers down there. What y'all trying to do?
We got a we just got the 24. We just got our regular trailer. We already put the truck up already. So we don't. If we go, we're just trying to see if anyone's going already to just take the car down.
How many cars you gonna take?
Just one. Just the SVO.
Oh. I'll say we can get man's trailer and truck and trailer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got a trailer. We're just, if anyone's going, you know what I mean, if they want to take a trailer for us and bring it back. Because we thought about just flying down there.
You pay for the fuel. I tell you, you pay for the fuel and stuff, we'll make it happen.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, let me know.
Okay.
Y'all got some snow that way yet?
No, you know what? It was 50 degrees today.
See, y'all can't get another damn tornado. Y'all can't get another tornado with that kind of weather.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, but, hey, the weather for the weekend is supposed to be in the teens.
Sure do. And we got one more scary day before the cold come back.
Yep.
Hey, butt nugget, don't stop that shit talking about you finna retire, man.
I sure thinking about it, man. I sure will.
No,
ain't no lie. I do it all by myself, man. I ain't got no help. I ain't got nobody to help me prep the car, get the car ready. You got to work on the car starting on Wednesday if you're going to race on Saturday. Tuesday to Wednesday, you got to go over that car, check that car, do this to that car. Shit. I ain't got the time, man, really. I ain't got no team.
Hey, boy, Nick.
Big Dave told me, he said, man, you got to have your some real folks on your team before they ready, call.
Good evening. What's going on? Butt Naked, DJ Grant. And
Brett, how you doing, Brett?
901. I wanted to get in to say hello. Biz, thank you for opening my mic. I've been sitting on here 52 minutes. And it took you that long to open it up, Biz. You got the back tie. 2014.
I don't have a car.
Well,
y'all talked about, but you said that you need a crew.
Whatever, I want that car then.
Hey, I didn't want to let Butt-Naked know. Butt-Naked, you said you wanted a crew. I got a one-man wrecking crew. You should have hired Dog. He gonna gas it. He gonna drive it. He gonna pull it, and if you don't be careful, he definitely show real red light.
Dog pulled up, and Dog did a good job, and we helped him out. You know, I lined dog up and everything from the back. Chick was out
well,
front.
Well, damn, that's the problem.
Anything dog needed, we was there for him. Real talk.
I know that's right.
Being real, I mean, that's what we do as a talk show host. We all help each other out. I even come over there and helped out Butt Naked at the track. You know what I mean? But he told me, get away from me.
That same Cutlass, we'll see him again down in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get away.
I called to speak to Mr. Terry. My question was to Mr. Terry, why is it always after the fact that we come on these shows and we have discrepancies about what had happened to us on a particular date that has passed? If you know that you had 28 and you know that was wrong for you to run with an extreme 29,
I'm not complaining about it. We went down there and we knew we had to race in that class. But I'm just saying to try and level everything, you know, I mean, just because it's a turbo car or a boosted car, whatever you guys call them, you know, you guys put them in like an extreme 29 class, and I don't understand that. Because like up here, and you can ask Biz, we run anything. It doesn't, like, as long as it's not a W, we run our meltdown. It don't matter what size motor, what size turbo, how many nitrous kits, it don't matter. They run in the same class.
You do know that the North and South have different racing rules, though. You do know that, right?
Right.
And
but
it's just like if I came up north, and because I'm from the South, I assume that I'm going to race to the 8th mile. But you guys at a track always go to the W. That's what we call the quarter mile in Florida. We call it run to the W. And, you know, that's something I should know before I actually come up that way and run. I'm not saying that you are complaining. I'm saying that I feel like a lot of times I sit back and listen at shows. I feel like, you know, you felt
I thought you forgot I was on here. I'm sorry, I did let Larry on my phone. I'm sorry.
I think that, you know, a lot of times we get on these shows and we make accusations about, you know, hey, why is this way? But we don't stand up for ourselves at the race, and that's what it sounds like to me. And I'm not trying to throw any stones at you. I'm just saying that something should have been written. Guys, I want to race with you guys from up north. I want to be at a track that North and South all having a great time, and we can all mix and mingle and lock races in and have fun. But I don't want, you know, in order to learn this stuff, these are things we need to discuss so that next year we can have rules and regulations the right way. That way we're not confused or we don't feel like we're in a fit anyway.
Well,
if you were on 228, that's what class you should have been in, 228 class. That's what you had. Now, you know, what's happening is we getting back half cars and all this with 28 car, not stock, true stock suspension cars, that are running in these classes, and how is that fair to the man like DJ Grant? DJ Grant always said, I'm on a true 28 stock suspension. You know what I mean?
That's what we are. We got a true 28, you know. But because we have turbos, we couldn't race with the 28s. They put us with the 29s. And that's just what I don't understand. You know what I mean? Why, you know, if it's a 28, you know what I mean? It should be, if you have, to me, the tire size is what matters, not what kind of motor or what.
Hey, well, now, let me ask you a question, Terry. You sound very knowledgeable, man. And I'm not trying to take y'all show butt naked. I really appreciate you allowing me to ask these questions. But have you ever owned a nitrous car before?
Yes. I've ran nitrous for 25 years.
Okay, and you know the difference between it would take, say, for instance, if you have a 421 with two big bombs on it, two hair drives on it. You know that that's equivalent to a 706 with two stages on it. You do know that, don't you?
Okay.
Okay. So how is it fair to the man that's got a 632 and no, he can't run with you with a smaller motor with two hair drives on it. You know what I mean? How is that fair to the nitrous guy? So we have to kind of level the playing field. Who's going to actually get in a class with everybody got hair dryers? And I like looking at the hair dryers, but I purposely, you know what I mean, don't want to spend the time and to get, you know, go to that. You know what I mean? I'm a nitrous guy. I like nitrous.
Hold on, stop.
Can we level the playing field? That's what we need to be looking at. So we need an extreme class to let you come on in there and do the best you can run it back over.
It just needs to be extreme class.
Can y'all
hold it, hold it.
I want to say, DJ Grant, you did name yourself in the extreme class, but you are actually in the super gas class. You're not an extreme, DJ Grant. So with that being said, this is the Bread Man. One time in your mouth, I'm over and not going to mute.
Go ahead,
Turbo. I don't want to answer that question. You said 706. Goddamn, ain't
nobody running a fucking 706 no more. They
running goddamn
750, 760, 800.
For real,
though.
Yep.
And then you got
I
got
so small.
DJ,
I didn't know how big a motor is. We don't know how big the motor is. I got a 418. I got the paperwork on.
Ain't nobody crazy. I was asking Terry. Ain't nobody crazy, Chief. Don't do that now. Don't sit up here and act like you don't know how to
make certain things. Ain't nobody saying you're crazy, but you got a 421 with twin turbo.
Okay.
He's going to a 706, right?
That's what I'm assuming. I say you can assume that. You get the same.
Can we, A B.
But the thing is, you got to get all that horsepower to put it down on a 28. Look at that big ass motor these folks running, man. You don't know how big it is.
So if I said a 706, and you telling me that they're even bigger motors, what is your claim that a 706 can't put the power down to a hair dryer or fucking to a twin turbo?
He's not saying that.
I'm just saying. You said 421.
With two hair drives.
You got four with like 351s and 357. Like I got a 418 turbo car.
Okay, so then what are you saying, sir? What I'm saying is they're still all small blocks, sir. What are you, because the configuration of the cubic inches is not what you want it to be, it has to be wrong.
And then you said with two kids, man, most of you guys got four kids on their motors, man.
It's only an assumption, sir. I was only making an assumption.
He understands what you're saying, man. We all understand the concept, but basically what I'm going to say this, because I give credit where credit now. I'm a so big ball factor in this equation. Big ball factor has a nitrous small block, and that's probably one of the baddest bitches on 28. That's just my good honest opinion. That's just keeping it real. He's a bad motherfucker on a 28, and he got a nitrous small block.
He can run with
the turbos. He can run with the big blocks.
He can run with that one.
Well, how many of them are out there, though? How many turbos?
Yeah, you got to leave butt naked the same way. Butt naked probably run over the SVO.
How many butt naked on 28?
How many what now?
How many butt naked out there on 28? How many butt naked got the setup he has and are out there on 28?
This is what I'm saying, Terry. Terry and Breadman, what I'm saying is I just made a suggestion that there just needs to probably be an extreme 28-inch class put out there, and whoever wants to jump in it, jump their ass in it. But if anything goes, as long as you're on a 28, that's just it.
Oh, DJ, I understand what you're saying. What I was saying is I was asking Mr. Terry, how can we as a racer handle the things that we, you know, we come on these shows and we say, hey, I feel like listening to Terry, he felt like maybe he was in a class he shouldn't have been. But then he turned around and say, well, I knew the rules before I came down there. Well, why get on here and make me feel like, well, maybe Mike Hill done something wrong because he throwed him in the 29 class and he got two hair dryers. That's all I
No,
was
that
saying.
Wasn't it. I think
he was just saying that they were going to try something. They just felt like, you know, I felt like they just got in there and tried. But I think y'all actually, didn't y'all win it or y'all run it up in it, didn't you?
Yeah, we won it.
Yeah, well, they won it.
That's what, but, you know, if you win a 29 and you on 28, then, you know, why sit up here and make me feel like maybe we're not accommodating you the way we should? That's how I was taking it, Terry. Like,
no.
I don't think we should.
Just trying to make suggestions because I have probably 10 cars, and they're all on 28s that want to come down south, but they don't want to. They feel like they shouldn't have to race, you know, the Tony Bynes and all the guys with the big, because a 29 10.5 W, that's really big to us up here. That's a big tire. You know, we all run 28s up here. You know, and they just feel like they should be, you know, if we're going to travel, the tire up here, tire size is a limiting factor. That's how we race, kind of.
And that's what I'm saying. What I'm asking is, how can we be more accommodating so that we can, you know, get some of that money to the other 10 guys that's scared to come down here because of tire size, but they got all the power in the world. How can we make it more accommodating for them? You know what I mean? That way we can mix and mingle. That's all I was saying. I wasn't trying to get all involved with the Cubic Inch. I was hypothetically speaking. Who was I talking to anyway, Butt Naked? What's his name? What's your name, brother?
I think that's DJ on there, right?
No.
Huh?
No, I know who DJ is. Okay. Talking about the other guy that got on here talking about the three.
Turbo Tim. So Turbo Tim.
Oh, what's up, Turbo Tim? Yeah, y'all. You're arguing about the wrong thing. I didn't want to get off in the wrong direction.
No, we ain't arguing. We ain't arguing. No, he right though.
Hey, no, I'm not arguing with you. I was just saying.
That's right though. You don't. We don't know how much them damn big ass motors, how much horsepower they got.
Well, like I said, if I came on here, that's my point, Turbo Tim. We didn't know how much they were. Or I don't know what anybody got up under their hood. That's why I was making an assumption about what it could be. That's all.
I got a guy want to say something about their old class, about making a class or something. Go ahead, Lil' Jim. What you got to say?
Hey, Butt Naked car ain't near like these other guy car. Butt Naked, all the other guy car, these 25 fire, stock suspension car, all them, you know, with all that crazy ass roll cage and stuff. Butt Naked car ain't but a 12-point true stock suspension car. Won't y'all just do a class with, if you got a stock suspension car, if it's a single turbo car, not a 25 fire car, on true stock suspension, they all better run the same class. If it's a 25 fire car, why not put them in the string class? With the twin turbo, put them in the string class. Won't they do that?
Well, I just said...
Yeah,
like,
but here's the thing.
The way you kill it, if you want to get your ass in there, get your ass in there. If you don't, sit your ass down. That's it. That's it.
Right.
I mean, this... Ain't no way to sugarcoat. Ain't no way. If you want to get your ass over there, get your ass over there.
If you don't mind,
yeah, you should be able to. If you got a car, you should be able to get over there in another class. But if they trying to do two classes and they complaining, they do the class.
The thing is, we grudge because we all at any given time will run out of our class.
Yeah.
So you know it, but if we gonna have these shootouts and we gonna call them Extreme 28. We know if you're in that 28 attire class, your ass going to be in a goddamn dog fight.
Oh,
and that's
right.
And that's what it is. If you want to get your ass over there, get your ass over there.
Yeah. Well,
is that simple?
That's all I was saying. I was trying to make it, you know, if they were trying to complain about it, I said,
yeah, but I mean, that's the thing is that it'll cause more problems because you have moments say, well, this one got that, or this one got this, and this one got that. I mean, it pretty much means be. I'd just say, you know, stock suspension, or it could probably be even ladder bar, so long as not no damn chassis car that's coming in there trying
DJ,
to put on for 28.
Hey, DJ.
You know,
DJ, 28s, with a stock style front suspension and no bars. That's it.
I like that, Terry. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mind a man building a 25-1 car if he wants to spend his money on
Exactly, because it's safer and all that.
I don't that's something that we should upgrade our cars now because we're going we're running a whole lot faster than having 12-point cages in our cars running.
I promise you, I agree with you.
8 mile. That's crazy for us to do.
I mean, he was saying that I'm already saying, butt naked car.
If you look at butt naked car, he cut on sit like a Florida car. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You know, you got all these, might well say, promo car on a 28.5 tire. You see what I'm saying? So they eliminate that. You got guys
like me,
my car on sit. I ain't got no 25.5 car, but I will run in the class that they got. But what I'm saying is, well, you can eliminate the other class by putting a clad together, you know, like that. They're not going to be, they may be a little faster, may not be.
I think it'll be like this. You have an extreme 28 and you have a regular 28. That it actually gives some of the guys that they ain't really stepped their program way up like a lot of the guys in the extreme 28, they still got a class to run in. I mean, you have a regular 28 and an extreme 28.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
I definitely mind sitting on a panel and trying to come up with some type of a list create a better working lane from the people up north and trying to accommodate you guys down south and vice versa.
Right.
I would mind entertaining that. That's my take on it. I really enjoy it, y'all. Speaking with y'all, I was trying to hang out until this guy get on here to hear
the
Butt Naked, Dick Grant, and Mark with 901 or 902. I really enjoyed y'all having me on the show.
He's coming on, y'all. He said the 9 o'clock. You can hang on about 5
yeah, it's
minutes.
It's right around 9 o'clock. So I'm looking to hear from him pretty soon. I mean, my thing is, I'm trying to do this for this person, so we're waiting on that person. So I mean,
if you can hold on, Brett, man, about 5 to 8 minutes, he should be on here. 8:59 now.
Well, if you don't mind, the only way I can keep my eyes open, I got to keep talking, and if y'all can just give me 2 more minutes with Mr. Terry. Mr. Terry, you're an educated guy, but I want to ask you a question. Have you been a part of grudge racing? Because it sounds like these cars that you have, it sounds like maybe y'all were a part of a 275 radio organization.
No.
Part of a class.
Are you talking to me, Terry?
Yeah. What's your name?
No.
I apologize if your name
Terry.
Is it. All right. Well,
anything. I'm from Chicago, and there is, like, no nitrous cars left up here. DJ knows Biz will tell you, it's a boosted area. That's all we pretty much build. I think the only really fast nitrous car we got left around here is Dainier. In the past five, six years, everyone just started building boosted cars. You know, and that's just what we stuck with.
So do you feel you should have your own class, or do you not want to show what's the difference between the boosted and the nitrous if both of y'all were on 28s or 29s?
No, I just, you know, like, I just didn't understand. You know, like, you guys do a 28-inch tire class down there, and then the 29-10-5W, whatever you guys call it, extreme. You know, I just didn't – I wasn't for sure why you guys, you know, split the turbo cars up. And I kind of understand. I talked to DJ a little bit about it. And, you know, a lot of people are scared of the turbos down there because it's new, I guess. You know,
I think a lot of times people see the turbo cars at the class race and light up the board and be like, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. but not all turbo. Not
to me,
all
to me, it's hard. It's harder. It's harder to. A lot of times, it's harder to grudge a turbo car than it is a.
Right.
A nitrous car. You really got to be really up on your program with a turbo car. As far as the biggest thing is just launching the car. A lot of times. I think a nitrous car has an advantage over a turbo car. You know, in grudge racing, almost. On launch,
DJ was supposed to come up here for the North versus the South, and there was 8 cars. He was going to hot lap his car. There was 8 boosted cars waiting for DJ to come. they were just gonna, DJ was going to keep hot lapping, weren't you?
I sure would.
Mike, your question. Down south, really, I this is my opinion. In grudge racing, this is, I'm not speaking for people in the South. I'm speaking for me because I'm from the South. Grudge racing is run what you brung and hope you bought enough.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
That's
and
true.
why is it that, here in the South, let's say for instance, I'm going to be real with you. On my car that I own, I used to run 28. But because, I don't like the way they feel. I don't want to get out the driver's seat. I put 33 10.5s on there. Now, I can still, but I still want to participate in races. So should I follow what everybody's doing? Because really I came from class racing. If I wanted to build a quote-unquote 29 car to run in a 29 class, that's what I would have done. But when I came over to grudge racing, built a car that was suitable and safe for me to drive, and that was on a 33 10.5. Now, with that being said, if I came up there, no one would race me because they would consider that a big power car. Is that what you're saying?
No, because
I think you'll get some.
No, because we got a 33 10.5 car coming out.
I think a lot of us getting away from is a lot of times we go to the track. Back in the day, if anybody that looked like food, when you get to the track, you try to eat them. And it is what it is. And that's how I feel. I don't give a damn what you. If you look like you can be a goddamn chassis car, and you look like, if I feel like I got a chance of probably getting away, shit, get your ass down.
Biz is our Roots and Branches on the phone.
Huh?
Well, back in the day, 10.5 was, them boys was running 33 10.5s and 10.5 outlaw class. So, I don't know how we
got that. It just went away. That class has damn near just disappeared, ain't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well,
that class just went, it's like poof.
They ain't disappeared. They got 28s and 29s on them.
Yeah.
I've got XC all over.
You're about right now.
That would have hit. Is Roots and Branches on the phone? You know Roots and Branches is, don't you, DJ?
Yeah, I'm back with you. You need some more mics open?
Yeah,
hey, Biz. Some Branches.
Can you open up,
yeah,
Nephew? Like, you see Nephew on there anyway. Can you open up his mic? He has a lot to say about the North versus the South.
I'm looking
okay,
for Roots
okay,
and Branches,
hold on.
Too, if you can let find
me,
Roots and Branches. You know who that is? Don't
okay, hold on.
If you're not
no, let me, let me see who got their hand up. Hold on.
I hear you, Rick. Rick, I hear
Nephew
you.
Nephew ain't got his hand up, but we got a 773-7115. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. It's about time. What's happening?
What's going on, homie? What is it, kid?
Ain't nothing happening, Bud Naked, DJ Grant, Biz, Breadman.
What's going on,
everybody,
right?
Everybody hollering about this grudge racing can on, man. Just because you have a turbo, does that make you an automatic winner in a class or what?
Well, that's my point, kid. What happened to, getting in where you fit in and let's run?
I'm
not trying.
Just,
classes. I'm just trying to make it right.
Just because you got a turbo don't make you no automatic winner. All you got to do is ask Biz what happened between Billy Glidden and Tim Lynch. That was a Pro Charger and a nitrous car. Billy Glidden painted his ass up on the wall. You know, so just because you got a turbo doesn't make you an automatic winner.
So if
you know, I don't understand
that. So kid proud to say that why B want to pay me to punk out. Come
so
on,
what?
Put your ass up on the wall.
I don't know.
Is it fair to say that why B want to pay me to punk out?
I don't know. But like I said, just because you got a turbo car doesn't make you an automatic winner. Hell, half of them can't even get down the track.
Yeah. Well,
so like Breadman said, run what you brung and hope you brung enough.
That's right, kid. That's right. I agree 100%.
What? We need to let one of the legends in the game reply on that. He on the phone somewhere. Oh, Roots and Branches. Roots and Branches, you out there? Everybody knows Roots and Branches. They might hear. They what they call that. That kind of kitty got in here. Roots and Branches kit.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. There's a beauty salon down called Roots and Branches in LaGrange, Georgia. You see him out there, B, Roots and Branches? Let him elaborate on this a little bit. Bizzo.
He might be in drop.
But, nigga, y'all still there?
Yeah, we still here.
Oh, okay.
That's something they call my phone, punk.
Hey, y'all, open dog mic.
Hey, open dog mic.
Got another mic, 773-3490. Yeah, DJ. Are we still live, butt naked? We still in here?
Yeah, we still in here.
What happened to DJ? Where Mark at? Mr. Terry,
Mark,
you still on?
I'm here. I'm going in and out. I'm sitting in a hospital room, so I'm trying to be quiet.
I didn't jump on you, man. You didn't have to run down to the hospital just because you got twin turbos, man. I didn't mean it.
No.
I'm still on here.
I hope everything's all right with you. Though. I'm just bothering with you, but I hope everyone's okay down there. Real talk, Terry.
No, my wife's having surgery, so.
Oh, man. Wish her a speedy recovery.
I'm back. Yes, sir.
Can I speak with Breadman for a minute?
Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Breadman, how you doing?
Just fine. It's just talk like security.
You know it, Breadman. How you feel?
Man, ain't nothing better than fellowshipping with a fellow brother.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Breadman, you know, you said something that we didn't got away from. I mean, I'm only just stating my opinion, and I'm hoping that I'm not saying nothing that's called, that I'm not, if a person that want to agree with it can, and one that don't want to agree with it can, it's just only my personal opinion. Swing what you bring is I thought swing what you bring is grudging, and when it comes to stipulations that you have to have a certain tie or something of that nature, that's something like more so of a shootout racing, more so than grudge racing, you know, because when you grudge racing, everything goes. You know, but when you got stipulations in it, then it seems as though that the simps only fit in when you're going to do a certain race like shootouts or some of that nature. I got a 29 class, okay, we run a 29 class, but grudge racing, I look for that to be something like an open thing. You can come and ask a guy, you know, if you want to get out, he don't want to get out. If you do want to get out, you got to give him a little spot or whatever the case is so far and so on to make the race happen. I thought that's what it was, like an open division or something of that nature. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I would. I would agree. You know, I don't know where we went wrong in grudge racing. I think when you first started hearing that shit like me, I told everybody, and if you want a class race, that's what we're doing, sitting like me. Because Butt Naked Car may run better on 28. We saw that with, Cole Killen and what's his name? You know, Real Treat. You know, Real Treat runs dang good on 28, but it was acting a fool on 29. So, in grudge racing, you run what was best for you to run. You know what I'm saying? And you run what you brung and hope you bought enough, and don't cry about it at the end. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? When we went to that sit like me stuff, I think grudge racing took a turn for NHRA class racing. That's what we do now in grudge racing. We're actually class racing. I know. I'm just kidding. I said it. The bread man said it. And I stand behind what I say because I have a right to an opinion. I'm a certified voter in the USA, and I'm definitely a taxpayer. I just had to throw that in.
In your mouth. Ooh, in your mouth. Tell them, Rick, man. Oh, boy. All right, DJ, where you at, DJ, with this caller? What's going on? You on here?
Yeah, in the chat, yeah, Top Flight. But Top Flight, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and I wish you a happy and Merry Christmas if I don't speak to you again. But for everybody that don't know, my name is The Bread Man. My show come on 11 o'clock a.m. Monday mornings. Y'all give me a call, man. The Bread Man one time. That's who you listening to, Mr. Terry. I hope everything goes well with you. But, Naked, I appreciate this small time that I spent with you guys. Hopefully I didn't take up your whole show, but I had to do something, man. I was about to fall asleep, and I really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Good talking to you.
Oh, yes, Terry. I hope everything goes well with your wife.
Thank you. With your wire. Hold on to the wire, Terry. She's sick or something?
Yeah. That's why I've been going in and out. I'm sitting in the hospital room with her.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. I was on the other line trying to call Mike. Hope she have a speedy recovery, man. Yep.
All right. Good.
I have no idea what nephew just texted. Nephew trying to get in on the show, Butt Naked.
I think Biz is working the board.
908.
It's a 908 number.
Yeah. I guess Dog Show's still on right now. And the dog was trying to merge into your show. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Mike, I hear your ear hustling on that. I read the ticket just something, goddamn it. That's all right.
I want to ask, do we have a chassis guy on the phone? Anybody know good with chassis?
I don't think we got one of those that they... I don't know. Tell them press the one button. We got the chest now. All right, Leon.
Hey, Birdman.
Hey, I'm on mute. I ain't making that noise. I was on mute.
Yeah. Whoever at work, put your phone on mute.
Terry, this Bread Man, did you call me?
Yeah. Hey, now you say you got a car on 33 10.5 Ws. Do you guys do a lot of grudge racing with those tires, or do you guys do shootouts down south? What kind of stuff do you do?
Actually, I had to come out. Yeah, but I just...
Hey, somebody got that background though. We can't hear that now. Come on. I'm going to get B to close the mic now.
Can you hear me now, Terry?
I can hear you, yep.
No, it's still there. Hey, B, can you get that background noise for us a little bit?
Hey, B, is that 3490 open?
If you would basically pull up Outlaw 632, that's the class that I run down south. Outlaw class, 632 class, 484 motor.
Okay.
That's the biggest we can run, you know, and you can be on 3310.5 at 3,000 pounds.
Okay.
I like that class. It's out the back door, and at Ducks Race, we don't show any time, so it's more like a grudge class thing.
Okay.
That's what I do because I can't run with the big dog.
Gotcha.
Like Turbo Tim say, you know, it. Some guys got gargantuan motors out there in Alagala. They got them Alagala gills out there. It's hard. It's hard.
That's just an Alagala.
Alagala.
Hey, B, can you find that background noise?
B, is that 3490 open?
What's happening, D?
Hey, tell me to close my mic, man. I can't close my phone. So I'm not going to call back in. I wasn't trying to talk the phone over this stuff. I just trying to listen to you guys tonight. What's up, Nicky?
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, just close so I can just listen.
Okay, I think I'm going to lay it down.
Hey, B.
That was my mic. I couldn't hear myself.
He's still on. Mute your phone.
I can't.
Good God Almighty. Dead went.
There
y'all.
You go.
Again.
Who that was when they couldn't mute their phone?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard when he said, I can't mute my phone.
Yeah.
Sound like they was at a club somewhere.
Nah, they working.
Hey, Butt Naked. What's up, Butt Naked?
What's up? What's going on, nephew?
Man, you said y'all going to get on with the show at 9:08. It's 9:20 now.
I'm trying to call. Let me call DJ. Let me click over and call him. I think he's getting in touch with him.
Hey, you know how you got there, wait on the NHRA to come on and... You got them, get your shit together, go look at the TV and women, softball playing. That's how y'all sound, man.
Hey, nephew.
Give me one minute, nephew. I'm going to click over and call him.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, Lumps, send that money off here, nephew.
All right, there, Lump is on the way.
Okay.
Y'all talking about turbos and nitrous. We gonna hear goddamn what really happened.
You gonna hear it. You gonna goddamn hear it.
I believe you lying. I've been listening for a damn whole hour. I ain't heard shit for a turbo and mic here race.
Hey, they probably got more people on their phone on the line right now than they ever have. Wait.
There's a lot of people know about it. Let me call DJ. Hold on. Let me see. Can I get him again?
What the hell you need DJ for?
I'm right here, bud nigga.
Oh, you right there?
Yeah.
Where you at, DJ? You got him?
I'm trying to get him. I don't know if it's meeting. What y'all got to understand is this is somebody that came to us that wanted to say this and wanted to voice an opinion. So I'm sure he's going to be on. I'm waiting just like everybody else is waiting. We know, but at the same time, it don't need to come from us. It needs to come from you know, the fan. He needs to tell it how he wants to tell it. So.
Because if we tell it, y'all gonna get us like crazy.
I ain't with that. Where
y'all
I ain't with the made up shit. No, I ain't telling shit. We ain't gonna do that.
If we tell it, they're gonna look like we crazy. They're gonna say we orchestrated some bullshit.
Hey, they ain't
gotta think
you crazy. We've been listening to y'all. I know y'all goddamn crazy.
you just like the old curly head, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you got that goddamn nephew. What's up, nephew?
Hey, man, DJ. I'm goddamn it. Tired of listening to the women's softball team.
You want it? Oh, Lord. I'm going to try them again, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. And I'm gonna say this because a lot of times, what y'all gotta realize, or what we gotta realize, a lot of times you got some people that are fans that are actually scared to get on the show and talk because they think somebody gonna attack them. I mean, that's real talk. I mean, they scared. A lot of people be scared to get on here because two reasons. One is.
Yeah.
Some people can't take the heat, and the other thing is some people don't need to get on the show. I'm speaking for fans. I'm speaking for the people that like to call it, that just like to listen, more so.
Right. Well, they didn't need
to listen. But you know, a lot of times, that's the thing. And then some people got tempers where they can't take some of this stuff, and they're. You know, stuff gets personal, and they can't take it. And, you know, they don't want to get into it with nobody. So a lot of times people sit back and listen. Me personally, I don't give a goddamn. I vacation
well,
in
like,
the fire. Fuck the fire.
If I don't
want to
lose my money, I don't need to be out here grudge racing.
I'll be talking about butt naked behind his back.
We talk. The hell wrong with you?
And why y'all want me to grudge
me
right
this weekend? I told that you should not. Why the hell
y'all want me to grudge
me right this weekend? Y'all motherfuckers
be struggling without dogs picking in and goddamn on y'all show. Now look at
how we struggling. We struggling. I didn't think we were struggling. We just having a regular show, man. We waiting on somebody to come on. Don't come on here with that bullshit.
It's about to be a special show, not a regular show.
But look. We got your ass listening, motherfucker. That's why you over here right now, goddamn.
Yeah,
you
I
ain't
even thinking no more. That's why I had to get on here. I couldn't take it no more, goddamn. I'm down
to 2 days. Sit your ass back and wait like everybody else, goddamn. I'm waiting, too. Shit, you ain't no different.
I'm down to 2 days.
I'm waiting, too, goddamn it.
While we waiting, let me holler at Mike Hill. Mike Hill. Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
What happened the weekend, bitch? Was you able to get down the track or what?
No.
I think none of them girls, these people showed up, DJ grinding butt naked.
Me and Stavino both were like, it was just, honestly, man, it was just, they had a good, J-Num done a good job. I'm being all honest now. J-Num done a good job on prepping the racetrack, the track hook. But as far as the big time pro mod car, it was a little bumpy, man. And then the shutdown area was like, it was kind of short. Like, even if you had to go down there and try to turn around, if you missed the turn, it just wasn't for a pro mod type car. We just kind of like, didn't feel safe about the situation, so we just kind of, you know.
Oh, okay,
hung out.
Yeah, I can understand
but
that.
I mean, as far as the lift high cars, hell, it was good for them, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was good for them cats, and they still had a good race. So.
Uh-huh. And another question.
they were just talking about turbos and nitrous car. I don't know if they think a turbo car is all we got to hoop a nitrous car. Do you feel like that?
Man, I'm gonna give y'all my honest opinion on that, and I honestly, for once in my life, I agree with DJ Grant and them on that one. When you talk about grudge racing, I agree, and I say for a simple fact because it ain't no weight limit in grudge racing, and we all know if a nitrous car can get light enough, he stand a chance of whipping that turbo car ass just as well. But at the same token, I understand where everybody come from because in everybody's mind, it said that, man, turbo car faster. And until we can prove that the nitrous car can outrun them and be competitive, then we got to kind of suffer with what we got going on. You know what I mean? And I mean, don't get me wrong. I do it, too. I do 28 nitrous. You know, I do a lot. And it's for a simple reason because I know people in people's mind, they think the turbo going to win. And you're going to have a lot of guys that say, I ain't coming to win with them turbos. So, I mean, I put my promoter shoes on then. I got to do what brings, you know.
You got to do what's best for the majority.
I've seen Richard Smith and Billy Glidden whoop a whole bunch of turbo cars.
And now come March, the first race in March, I'm gonna do one class, but you can run your 20-29. I'm gonna just do an experimental race, but I'm making it, put more money into it, and just see, you know what I mean? Because I want to see too.
Right.
I mean, I understand.
Well, I mean, I believe you do it. Like I said, I don't think you have too much of a problem. I that's just me personally. I think if you put let's make it an extreme 28. You got people like Ball Factor, Real Tree that's on 28. They ain't gonna give it. I don't think they gonna care. That's just what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'll probably do more test races next year and try and see.
Well,
switch it up a little bit.
I'm gonna put it out there like this: for the one that listening that need a partner, but nigga is available. I do not drive, but I will finance. We need to get a new goddamn car. So y'all want to build a car or buy a car, let's do it. Let's get light and faster, goddammit. If you're a driver and a tuner or a driver or whatever, I'm looking for a partner. I can't keep doing this shit by my goddamn self. Fuck that.
I hear you, Bud Naked.
Hey, Bud Naked, you're always welcome in Team SVO. We'll get you down the track.
Hey, and using a perfect example, y'all ain't got that man here, because look here, I know there's a whole lot of people on Dog Show cussing y'all ass out because y'all ain't got this topic up yet, but until you get
well, they probably is, but it's no different. It's not, the thing is, you know, the God's honest truth is that's all we're doing is waiting on this man. I hate that it's taking this long. I swear I do. I wish I knew where he lived. I'd go to his goddamn house, but I don't.
But just like I ain't gonna lie, I watched Tony Wright. I watched Tony Wright and Szabo run. And I ain't gonna lie. It looked like Tony Wright running the fuck away from Szabo out there with a nitrous car. I mean, just the way it looked. And I think a nitrous car can do that because he got the capability of getting lighter than the turbo car.
And Mike, you're right. Look what it did to me in Montgomery. 9-on-1, boy.
I mean,
it did to me in Mississippi.
If you said, hey, I had everybody coming at 3,000 pounds, then you damn right that turbo car gonna got them runaway. I mean, but it ain't that case in grudge racing. But we gotta, until everybody learn and understand that, you know, we just gotta keep tweaking away with it to show the nitrous cars can win, and then you know, maybe everybody'll see different. Put a little proof into it.
So we should just come and sit back and let the nitrous cars win for a while, and then we'll get our way.
I mean, just like you look in the class, right? Most of the class, they give the nitrous cars get the weight break anyway, and we all know these grudge cars, they get as light as they can get. So, I mean, that in itself can pretty much let you know it's kind of leveling the playing field. And the thing is, bottom line, we know there's some bad motherfuckers out here on 28. And don't give a damn. If I had a couple of people called, I swear I wouldn't care nothing about running a damn turbo car. Me personally.
They don't
lose too much.
Terry, I definitely don't think you come and let nobody win. I mean, I think you come race like you did, and I think the way you came and won is what it take to win. You know, because I definitely think y'all got the most consistent program of cars in the world. You know, and I just think that's what it takes to win. But where we stand is, you know, until these guys really get out here and see, I think they just got to. Like Tony Wright, I think you can take Realtree. I think you can take Realtree, Tony Wright. You know, even Wickham, I think you could take 901. I think you can say all them boys would be like, man, you know what? I ain't worried about no turbo car. But you still right. got a handful that's scared that say, man, we can't keep up with them turbo. That got in their mind that they can't.
You know, right, exactly.
Well,
let me clarify something on that. When you haul them turbo, everybody you name about that ain't scared of them turbo. Out of all them fucking you just named, I'm the only bitch that beat 3 turbos in a shootout. And you didn't even name me, motherfucker.
But nigga, you got
God damn.
Wrong, man.
I was on 28 and knocked them all out.
I don't know how fucking
3 turbos.
I know you hoop your people that day. I don't know. I ain't keep up with how many hoop who in the shootout. I'm just saying. But now you definitely got, when you go down the track, your shit fast too, and I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker run. But until I see him, I'm gonna bet against your ass.
Well, you gonna see it, goddamn it, when I rim bees or whoever else down there. Oh, you gotta pay half of that punk out, don't you?
But I'm glad. No, I got the other 200 left punk out. Well,
no, I was just trying to bring up the whole 28-29 thing, you know. I think we would get more people from down south. You know, hey, we're bringing probably 10 cars to your race in March. You know,
Terry, I think it's a good topic, and I think honestly, it needs to be discussed more to give more racers knowledge. I ain't the smartest person in the world. I think if you get enough of us to explain and everybody sit down and understand, well, damn man, nitrous cars, most of these guys 300, 400 pounds heavier than you, so. You know, why would we?
Let me tell you something. If you get all the, all of them in a shootout, they will definitely see, because I mean, you'll see what happened going round for round. That should'll be good, and a lot of times, I think it'll be. You'll be surprised. It'll probably be a nitrous car to probably come out on top.
Well, I mean, you want to see. I mean, I think any fans want to see a bunch of different combinations. I mean, what they don't want to see is one car run away from the whole field, and that's what in people's mind they think what it's going to be, and it's not.
Well, you got cars right now that's some of the elites that get in class, and they do the same thing. They'd be all nitrous class, but be that one or two nitrous cars that just can't nobody else fool with. The white boys in the 28-inch tire G-body class, same. I mean, they just ran away. It's like nobody could even come close.
Well, I'll go further than that. It's a class race, and we can call number. Kyle Hubs, fastest nitrous drag rate or nitrous car, whatever you want to call it in the world. The fastest blower car or turbo they pretty much, I think, within one or two hundredths of each other. Well, I mean, the reason is because Kyle can run at, 400 pounds lighter? 300 or 400 pounds lighter than them guys at the same weight? I mean, Kyle couldn't, even though he's got that big old motor, he couldn't do it if he was at the same weight they could.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And I'll tell you one thing, and DJ might agree. Turbo cars don't like the lightweight. Our SGO is 3,200 pounds.
I learned that with their general team. Yeah. They got that pro mod. That they try to run that thing at 2,300-something pounds, it will not go down the racetrack. Put it at 2,650, fuck them.
It
370.
Gets
But DJ Grant, I'm telling you, they're going to have a show on you and butt naked ass after
about Listen, man, I don't give a damn what they have on me.
I vacationed in the fire.
The problem is...
Yeah, Mike, you don't
it
have...
It is what it is, man.
DJ Grant butt naked ass. You don't divert
they gonna book a show.
The real reason why we on here listening.
I feel bad for him, nephew, but they talking about booking Dog and BT with them booking the show tonight.
Imagine them two wanting to book a show. Imagine that.
Hey, DJ.
I just got a text.
Yeah,
it said it's a bag of rocks. What that mean?
Hey, DJ.
It said, man, we show is a bag
get
of
it
rocks.
Right. It's box of, it's, no, it's box of rocks. Get it right.
A box
hey,
of rocks.
Yeah, go ahead.
DJ. Hey,
yes.
Man, be kidding. Go ahead and text it to me so I can goddamn tell everybody. Damn.
You don't text it to you. Hell no,
yeah.
You gonna put your hate, you gonna put your hateration on top of it.
Hey, DJ Grant, well, I think you and but nigga should just go and start the shit off, and then your man will come in and finish it. He might be scared to start it off. He might just want somebody to boost it, to push it off.
No, he's pretty well spoken.
Hold on.
Are you finna get him? Well, yeah, I can't talk like that.
I just got a text. He's finna call. Just got the text. I'll hold tight. You motherfuckers that think ain't nobody calling in. Bitches, hold on, goddammit. I just got the text.
Hey,
Mike, help.
It's my last kid, though.
Huh?
I was beginning to think you were talking about a ghost.
Nah, it ain't a ghost. Let me tell y'all something. We don't have a problem with ratings. We're not trying to get no goddamn extra ratings or none of that shit. I mean, the shit was brought to us,
and they wanted to speak on it.
That's it.
It would help if more people listen, though, wouldn't it?
No. It does help him more because he wanted people to hear it, and I feel like it needs to be heard if he wanted to put it out there because it is what it is. So if... Hold on.
Is this
dog,
a
race?
Y'all know
dog show going to cut off by 10 o'clock. Ain't nobody going to be able to hear this shit. Y'all know what y'all been waiting on.
Exactly.
Hey, Mike, tell dog if he get off, just call. Tell him hang up and I call him and get him back on my line.
So DJ Grant now said, who the box of rocks now?
Come on, that goddamn show, DJ. Let's hear what they got to say.
I don't have no control over the board. I ain't got no control.
Hey, Mike Hill.
Hey,
what do you guys do down south for like top sportsmen? Do you guys have like top sportsmen shootouts or pro match? You know. We don't really have a pro mod. It's like one step below that. Is that top sports?
Well,
We had pro mod, but honestly, pro mod with the shit this year, so I ain't planning on doing no more grudge pro mod shootout, to be honest. But
okay.
I mean, the little tie guys really don't got a race, but like the class, like Stone Cold, and man, honestly, I still man, nephew came up with a name that we gonna call ours, which is Top Gun, because the top sportsman deal is kind of like, when you say top sportsman, I think it's probably gonna bring a lot of other people that they really don't want involved. Top sportsman, that name just don't fit the grudge race part, you know, because they run on a car down tree. And I know what you're saying, what the type of car, but like we doing this deal called Top Gun, which is basically. All 4840, no 5-inch motors or bigger. All 4840 and below motors can run in it. You know,
is it nice
pretty much right now? Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was just a group of those grudge guys that wanted to get together and do something. And I don't know how you know if you start open it up, then you got rules. You got to start putting on everybody. But right now, yeah, that group of guys, they all nitrous on it, so.
Okay. Because we got my cousins trying to, you know, get – he's got, like, a top sportsman blower car.
Yeah.
And I don't know, not top sportsman, but I don't know. You probably know who he is, so. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
DJ. All right, DJ, come on.
Who in the hell is that, Kenny?
Hell yeah. What's going on,
Buttnick? I don't know it.
Hey, Buttnick.
Yeah, they waiting on 10 o'clock.
Buttnick.
Yeah.
Hey, when you run cool, Saturday, I want you to clean that belt up and bring it with you.
For what?
So we can take it.
No, I take it in my time in my goddamn show. In my track.
Dog, we trying, man, but these, they over here goddamn holding off till your show go off, I think.
Come on the hell, DJ. DJ, you got him? Where you at, DJ?
Is he got to get in here?
But, nigga.
Goddamn.
But, nigga, you can't get in touch with nobody. You can't, you ain't trying to find her.
What
you trying to say, nephew?
He ain't hard to find. He had something he had to do. But he should.
Hey,
but
y'all know that nephew. You know he bringing in.
All right. Give me the number. I'll call Castro. Give me his number.
Nephew, what you trying to say?
Hey, but nigga, you ain't getting no goddamn punk out money if you show up with a car with no motor in it.
Merci.
Why did you think you ain't got no motor in your car, but nigga?
You better bring that motherfucker out of the trailer, fired up.
Hey Mike.
You.
He might do like Turbo Tim. He might do like what's the name did last week? Not Turbo Tim, but what's the name? CC will bump the damn chest and find out. CC car ain't ready.
How you gonna say CC car ain't ready?
Somebody wants me to ask you. I know the answer. They're trying to be funny and shit.
Somebody what now?
They want to know if you and Mississippi Joe got punked up money out. a lot of money out for ball the race.
Do me and Mississippi Joe, how can me and Mississippi
they
Joe
say you
get their own program?
They say y'all had locked in.
They want to know if y'all got fucked up money up or locked up money up. Which one?
Go to hell. Hell, man, y'all need to cut that shit out, man.
Where's Casper at, man? Come on out, Casper. Let us know what's this big thing.
He's been working
a
while.
Look at that.
Small
ass coming back.
Nah, they got
their
nephew.
Who? Big ball.
What's that?
DJ Grant, Big Ball Factor sent me a message, told me the goddamn. He said, I ain't run no turbo. He said, tell them.
He ran turbo team.
He said, tell that crab to get some bottles and goddamn race till his head hurts.
Tell who?
Who the hell are you talking to, Will? I'm just...
Relay the message again, because I said his name, so I want to hear what he said. Say it again.
Hold on, man. God damn it. He said, tell that crab to get some nitrous ball and race till his head hurts.
That don't even make
no goddamn... He said he ain't racing no damn turbo.
He raced Turbo 10 last year in Bradenton. What the fuck is he talking about? He don't know who the fuck he raced? I'm giving the man his props. I say he's doing damn good. He's doing hella good for what he got with a small car. If he don't want to race a motherfucker that ain't got, then send his ass in the bushes. Shit. Don't nobody give a shit.
Let me tell you something. I gave the man his props.
But if he don't, I'm saying, I feel like he can run with the turbos, the big box, all that. If he really can't, then that's his ass. Sit on the porch and watch everybody else race. Nobody give a fuck.
Tell him you did it. He can do it.
Hell yeah, I said it. Shit.
What part you did?
Tell him you did it. He can do it, too. Got him pulled.
Sit on the porch.
He already did it, man. I ain't taking shit away from him. The motherfucker run good. I'm giving him the goddamn props. But shit, if he don't want the props, then he goddamn sit on the sideline.
DJ Grant, where in the hell is your man at? I thought you said your man just called.
I just got to take
hey,
him.
Hey,
getting ready to call this
man. There's too many people waiting.
Hey, what happened to 908? Y'all told Fred, man, 908. Give me keys to 908.
That was but next.
DJ Grant,
But Ball Fat, tell him again. He said, slow people don't count. And he said, fuck
okay,
you. He said, right. he locked your ass in.
Well, hold on. Watch this. Hold on. When he see me, fucking lock it in. When I'm out, he ain't got to wait. When he see me, it's locked.
You lie? No, don't do that, DJ. We might not
see
you no
more. No, you a goddamn liar. Man, please.
Don't do that, DJ.
I bet you he changed his fucking tune.
Al Moody's still in the bill, DJ?
I got a ghost in the bill. Y'all just hang tight. I'm waiting just like y'all goddamn wait. Only difference is I just know what the shit about. That's it.
I don't think you know shit. Let us hear.
I don't. Stop trying to goddamn discredit the man. Ain't even got on the goddamn phone yet. The man is just like he's a fucking listener, just like Kenny goddamn ass. He a goddamn listener. He ain't no hater like Kenny, but he. What you say, Kenny? Did you drink? You drank some of that shit this morning, Kenny?
What?
You drank some of that shit this
Kenny
morning.
Kenny Master Wine Bud. Kenny Master Wine Bud to say what he gotta say. He don't give a damn what you say.
Listen, goddamn nephew. Ain't nobody asked for your goddamn bag up. I'm talking to motherfucking Kenny. Yeah, wrong with you. Your name, Kenny?
Hey, Mike.
You being disrespectful. What are these fake people you talking about coming along?
Oh, now they fake people. Come on now. Don't do that. Now they fake people.
Hey.
I ain't got no... We ain't doing nothing. We not doing nothing fake, man.
It has been fake for about 1 hour and 50 minutes now.
Okay. Well, listen,
hold on.
This show ain't about all. It ain't just about that. We've been talking about shit all along. Y'all just want to. That's all the shit y'all act like y'all want to hear tonight. I'm like, what the fuck going on? Instead of y'all goddamn ass down and just wait, we sit here talking. We having a good time. We singing Kumbaya, motherfuckers. Shut the hell up and wait.
Hey, watch y'all shit go off.
What
man, don't y'all
always be y'all shit going on. Why is he gonna say what? Hold on, let me tell you something. Don't you know when you're at the goddamn club and the artist about to perform? Don't that motherfucker come in there about the last 30 minutes before the club close? He gonna come in and shut the motherfucker down. That's what we're waiting on. So just sit y'all ass down and wait for the artist to come in and goddamn perform.
Well, y'all need to hurry up.
He gonna come.
B&B and Dog got their show booked for 11 o'clock.
Oh, let me tell you, no. Everybody act real weird, but they did. Then they have after the motherfucker before. So just hold on. He gonna get you a good.
So you saying Castle finna come on here, say what he gotta say, and the show gonna go
no,
off?
No, first we gonna have some live entertainment. We have some entertainment come on, and then we gonna let him come on. We got to do an intro first.
Hey, Michael.
Kenny, go on and open up. Kenny's not opening that. Come on, Kenny. What you got, Kenny?
Hey, take me and just tell me what he going to say. Hell, I come out to start. Hell.
You going to come out the closet. What'd you say?
Nah,
what'd you say, Kenny? What the hell you saying, Kenny?
DJ, fuck you, you little goddamn golden boy.
I thought that was the bed, kid. I thought you said you coming out the closet, kid. God damn, kid. I ain't know this is coming out part. There ain't no coming out.
Hey. So, hey, DJ Grant, let me get this straight before Castle come on.
All right.
You already know what Castle
going to
say.
Hold on.
For
who come on?
Castle. Hey, look, before he come on.
Go ahead.
Whatever he's saying. Whatever he about to say, you already know, and you ain't man what he about to say.
Yeah, I know pretty much what he about to say.
I'm saying,
I know what he was about to say.
Yeah, hell, tell him, bring that shit on, man. We ready to listen.
So you
got
agree with it?
Well, you know what? I ain't gonna lie, cause I ain't gonna know. I ain't around no goddamn boys. You might have your, I don't know, you and Jay Barbie goddamn tour shit. Ain't no sense. You might got a goddamn board right there with you. Say, yeah, you might
hey,
use my motherfucking mic. I ain't gonna say shit.
Hey, DJ.
Never mind. Ain't no goddamn sense. Yeah.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
DJ. Hey, I just got
right,
a chance.
I don't give a fuck what tricks you got. Good. Read it to yourself. I don't want to hear
hey,
it.
Right,
go ahead, Kenny. Get it. Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead. Come on. Come on.
Get
it.
Get it.
Huh?
When I see,
what is it?
When
what
I
is it? What's
when
the text, Kenny?
This fan said, that he's a fan, said, y'all motherfucking must be scared to talk about somebody. Whoever y'all
Hold on, Kenny, one thing you know about me, I ain't scared to talk about no goddamn, I ain't finna talk about nobody, but I ain't scared to say nothing to or about nobody if it's got something to do with race.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna bite my tongue, and I don't give a fuck.
DJ!
What?
Well,
DJ, one more thing before you say it. Casper didn't know
uh-huh.
he brought the game on the show today.
Exactly.
Casper. No, but Cap, no,
did
no,
Casper
no,
know
he's
what came
Cap,
on
Cap,
and what
Cap
time the show came on?
But the person that's coming on knew, but Casper didn't know. Casper
Big Ball, Big Ball said you show up in Florida, you got the head up break, goddammit.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Big Ball think that them dose-ass cars they trying to bring out, you know, he need to goddamn stop that bullshit he doing.
Hey, Mike Hill.
But I think he still gonna get what he wants. He
hey,
just
DJ,
don't know it yet.
I think Terry trying to call Mike DJ.
Terry,
hey, Mike.
Here?
Hey, DJ, or not DJ, but Nick's doing a damn good job of keeping your baby quiet tonight.
He's breastfeeding him, that one.
My girl's doing a good job, but.
Tight man
ain't on the show. Where the hell he at? You ain't lying. That motherfucker ain't on the
yeah,
show.
He is on the show. He right here on the
he
phone
might,
with me. He on the
he
show. He right here on the
hey.
Show. He right
okay, hold on. I need to
but
know
nigga,
who controlling the board. Hold on. If Biz, are you still controlling the board where you can call, you can make a phone call? If you're on mute, come on mute. Let me know that.
God damn, that motherfucker must be up on the hard drive. Damn.
Now that
VN number still on him look like, but I can't remember.
How about
your
boy?
Yeah,
your
DJ,
boy,
I'm still on. Yeah.
There you.
Can you call or what? Or butt nigga can,
yeah,
can
I,
they call
I,
your line
but,
and get in?
Yeah, butt
hey,
nigga
can
call your line.
I got five people on my phone.
Hey, I got man, five.
Hey, DJ, text me the number. I'll call it.
All right.
Hey, but nigga.
Yeah.
You must be got that fan on your high trying to put that kid in here.
My old lady going to put that kid in as soon as I get off the goddamn phone see what I look like.
Well, you going to have souls out. You going to have souls all over your damn head.
No, I might show you that Vaseline before I put that pink all muscle around on. I just ain't know what you're saying, Mike. Put some Vaseline around the edges.
But nigga, you better cut that shit out now.
But nigga, you can't cut while you're breastfeeding the baby now. You're going to make the baby choke.
I don't need no breastfeed.
Crimmer coming up. Fucker, I ain't going to play Santa Claus over there around your house now.
Shit, I'm going to have a Friday, Jimmy. You can't come down that motherfucker.
I got a key to the. Well, she gave me a key to the back door. I don't come through the front. I ain't want my boot to be showing up on the carpet.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you let them dogs shit at the same time now, so he won't know nothing.
Yeah.
I go ahead and I even got the feed for the dog, give him a little food right there at the gate. They don't say a word.
Yeah. Wait a minute, now I do got some feed right there by the gate, got it over there. Shit. Oh. I'll be glad when that man get on the phone. Oh, I'm mercy. I don't got sleep
tonight. So you agree with that man too, butt naked?
Y'all already that man got them changed his mind, don't want to say what he had supposed to be saying.
Nah, the man going to talk some real shit. I don't know how he's going to say it or what he's going to say.
Mike, but they were taking so long. He couldn't really understand what they want him to say. They keep having
we're going to have to make him pay some lockup, talk out money. As long as it's taking him.
Yep. It's all good.
Hey,
DJ, don't come on and study and
shit. If y'all, well, I don't know how to get
it. Hey, DJ. Hey, let me and you make a bet, but naked, lock it in. Who this is going to be about? Who you think?
Listen,
I already know who it's going to be about. There's a lot of motherfuckers already out here know about it. I was talking on the phone today, somebody told me something about it. So it is what it is.
You should win the bet then. Who you think? I say,
I believe you lying now because ain't no goddamn secrets in race. You know motherfuckers can't hold water when it comes to racing.
That damn sure we can't. But this motherfucker him said today he knew it was when he gave me that hint.
God
damn, he knows.
What
do you know, but nigga? You know
some out of
time, what
do
you know?
But nigga, you might as well go
because
he ain't
coming. When that man said what he got, let y'all make y'all own or something, what did he
that man,
this careful ass man ain't coming on.
He sure ain't. That man scared. It's too many people. You had a full show. You ain't did nothing else.
Hey, dude, is this somebody that go to the track, that nigga, or somebody that listen to the show?
That'd be a listen.
He go to the track.
When last time you saw him at the track?
When last time I saw him at the track?
Yeah.
Ain't that what you said?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen him, cause I don't know him.
Hey,
I know a lot of guys by name, but I ain't never met him.
Hey, but
I'm on now.
Hey, oh, you on
now?
I'm on.
All right, DJ, where you at?
Yeah.
All right,
now we can't find DJ.
Hey.
Everybody, if you ain't talking, mute your mic. If you're not talking, mute your mic. If you're on my phone, mute your mic. Everybody go on mute.
Hey, did somebody call BS?
No, we ain't calling you BS.
Say that again, bro, nigga.
Nah, nobody called you. Y'all got him on the phone, right?
No, I ain't got nobody on the phone.
I thought somebody said I'm ready.
Okay, well, I'm putting my phone back on mute.
Did you get in bed? Did you dial the number?
No, I ain't dialed no number. Nobody gave me no number.
Oh, hell. You get
no, I ain't getting no number.
DJ, where you at?
Rock.
DJ.
You know why you ain't getting no number, bitch? Because ain't
why
no damn
no number
to get. Because ain't no number to get. If you call Casper, you good.
Hold on, so y'all saying it's a hoax? It's a hoax?
What are you trying to say, nephew?
I'm trying to say, goddamn, it's December, not April.
In the host queue.
Somebody trying to call in.
Unmuted.
How you going to April fool somebody in December?
Got it out. Oh, All right, B, what you got going on? I hear DJ, where you at, homie?
Now y'all
damn,
lost DJ.
Damn, but nigga, y'all show been went off in a while.
I should stay on the 12 o'clock.
You done lost DJ?
It's me.
Y'all have been bamboozled.
I can't really say it, so I'm going to let Butt Nigga go on and tell them what I told you, Butt Nigga.
Hell, who is me?
I'm the fan, man. Go on and tell them what I told you.
What fan are you? What your name is?
Password. Don't be scared, man. Don't say what I told you, man.
I can't put it into perspective like you did, sir.
Yeah, damn, put it in your damn perspective then. Let's go.
I know. Well, say how you took it.
Hey, man, just let that shit out, man. Quit acting like the damn third grader.
Hey. That man want to come on here and say what he want to say and
get. No, that man don't,
he,
man.
He,
that
he,
man
want to
come on here. He would have been on here. That man,
that man
sure
come
here.
Come on here. First of all, he going to come in and give y'all some facts. And then he going to let y'all make y'all own assumption from them facts. Then he going to voice his opinion.
I'm damn near ready for him not even get on. Shit,
hey,
long as
hey,
it's taking
hey, but, hey, hey, but nigga. But nigga.
Yeah.
I'm going to say some shit. I know Dalton and Moe, they might be listening. It was a subject came up about the Street Outlaws show. Man, I'm just sitting here reading. Y'all might not believe this shit, but they said the Street Outlaws show has topped NHRA
on TV. Like people watching it.
They said NHRA averaged about 300,000 viewers, and that damn show, Street Outlaws, got about 1.5 million viewers already.
Come on, the boy.
What the hell is
the Street
Outlaws? What the hell is a Street Outlaw, Mike?
Damn. Yeah,
that's the Oklahoma boy.
Yeah, the OC Oklahoma boys. They, man, that's goddamn powerful.
Yeah, it is. They're real powerful.
Hey, Mike, you pretty notable. You might as well put one on yourself.
Yeah, we thought we had something working, but hell, that's part of it. I mean, I know a lot of people. You know, I mean, they hate to even talk about it because they say street racing, but at the same token, I mean, I don't know. I see motherfuckers around the road too much, but I mean.
Hey, but if you see where they race at, they got somebody with a private airport where they race at, and they set their own license stuff up there.
But, I think what's got it popular is just being able to watch our own people, you know, our own type people racing, period. You know what I'm saying? Just grudge racing, basically what it is. I think that's just what's got it popular. It's just, don't matter if it's real or fake.
I agree. They just did a show here. They were just up here in Chicago.
What was they at, Terry?
Damn. I can't say. You guys will see it. It's just there's you guys all Leon, you know it was tough race.
Yeah.
One of the Outlaws.
I hope it wasn't on Dirty Road.
I went up there.
I'm going to have to recruit me a team. We're going to go up there and invade that shit.
Hey, Mike, we'll come on together, put a team, and see if we can make a show.
Shit.
Somebody need to contact them motherfuckers and show them what real grid racing is.
Oh, maybe it was out on 130th for us, Leon.
Yeah.
Leon, was it out on 130th?
Yeah.
You crafts couldn't all agree on a damn show and making in Carolina, how the hell y'all going to agree to do something like that? Quit all that wishful thinking. I'm going to tell it like it is.
Yeah, they can't even agree to get
you
on gonna, passport
on. I'm going to be worried about if Mike making 60 grand an episode, I'm only making 25 grand, Jay Barnes making 15. It ain't gonna. Willie Dawg gonna talk so much stuff, get all the fans, but we only gonna pay him $5,000. It ain't gonna work. Stop it. Can we all come together
damn,
and agree?
DJ
and don't worry about what somebody else making.
So I mean,
hey, that's because we always get the weekly come. Man, you see what they do? They all together. They ain't picking and choosing who making who. They just they hit it. Come on, probably ain't getting no money.
And they don't look like me and you in the mirror either. That's why.
What? So don't. What's the name of that show?
I'm gonna say this though. We got a private airport. what they get, somebody own, they rent and do all that racing there. They stay street, but they got a private airport up there.
But you also, they also get paid by, you know, if this person more popular on that show than his pay, you know, they get paid. If you ain't get on there and you be the headline and be the shit talker, the one they keep that camera on, and you might get your opportunity, you know.
Oh yeah,
we all know how that's going. It's just like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. If somebody else getting too much shine, that's, you know, they gonna quit.
I always thought Tony Wright a perfect motherfucker for that.
Yeah, for the quitting part of it, or put the camera in his face.
Nah, for that camera, that motherfucker. He
there's gonna be too much beeping. Every level.
When we were talking about filming the reality show, that's what I read that on your. They were like, "Well, shit, they ain't gonna be nothing but a bunch of beep, 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 beep." And then I watched Street Outlaw last night. Them motherfuckers about got to fighting, and they were beeping. I said, "So shit, it's the same. It's all the same shit. They doing the same thing, but it's all good." I mean.
I think, real talk, we doing some wishful thinking, but I think we'll put on a great show, The Grudge World. If we all could get along and don't go to bitching about that dollar, I think we'll be a hit.
How you gonna get along with Tony Wright and he's gonna be taking your money?
Hey man, the controversy that we brought up for free.
It's entertainment. At the end of the day, entertainment.
We can put a good show, but it's all about selling it to the networks. That's the bottom line. You've got to be able to sell it. The network got to want it.
Because the drama that we put up for free, all the nonsense we go through, or the Grudge World went through the last 2 years, a damn script writer couldn't write it no perfect than what we went through. With tracks against tracks and promoters against promoters, people saying that this car going to be there and the car never ain't even in the chassis shop. Promoters couldn't write that. So you're right.
People getting Grudge Race of the Year and shit. Yeah, man.
Hey, damn you.
We know who ain't gonna get talk show of the goddamn year with this bullshit. They just pulled out.
Hey, damn you.
Where the hell DJ ain't in the DJ?
Bamboo.
I got a question though, because I got a question.
I'm back.
Hold on. How does y'all promote this show tonight? Because I just looked on the board, I didn't see it. Would y'all send text messages out?
DJ Grant said last week.
Oh, last week. Okay.
CJ Grant, I'm going to get real with it.
They got on dog show where they know it was 500 people listening, and they had like 30 last night. And they
Hold on.
We was on Grudge Inc. J. Vaughn show. We wasn't on dog show last night. I don't know what the hell you talking about. Dog ain't got but 50 lines.
Y'all linked into the store.
Don't try to talk about what dog had over there. I'm telling you what we had over what how the shit got popped off. I guess Butt Nigga said something about it last night on Jay Barnes show.
How many lines you got?
I don't know how many lines. I know we got more than dog. We got twice as many as dog.
I know that.
You sure didn't want to answer that question, goddamn it.
I don't know it.
What you say the name of that, name of the boys in the street, what?
Street Outlaw.
I'm going to email one.
Damn, but nigga, you don't know about Street Outlaws? What kind of racer you
man,
is?
Man, I ain't seen it. I ain't seen it but one time, man. I should be at work, homie. I don't be at home to see it. When I do get home, I take a bath and go to bed.
Hey, they got another new show out too. Was on the other Sunday morning. It was what's that show called? N1. The dude used to run.
That was, hey,
That's why
I know your food. That's why I know you leave the dog feed at the fence, motherfucker, because you don't never be at home.
That's all right, got it. Then I let me kiss
you. All you got to do is follow the goddamn drip. You'll catch him.
Well, that might lead to you also.
Yeah. Hey, PJ Grant. Don't drip it in my eye.
PJ Grant.
What? Yeah.
Did you email it or how you sent the text?
It's supposed to already be in motion, so I mean it ain't on me. So somebody can't say they ain't got the number no more.
Hold on.
You see me tell me this was a flop?
Man, I
check your email, baby.
Hold on, Mikey. Stop it. Stop that bullshit. Both
okay,
y'all.
Okay, I got it.
Hold on. I'm sick of y'all talking this shit. Y'all keep trying to say this shit, trying to downplay some bullshit. Fuck it. Shut the hell up and just fucking wait. Like everybody else, y'all keep running your goddamn mouth. He's waiting on the motherfucker to come on. He's going to come on. I just said that he got the number, and y'all still want to talk shit. Shut the fuck up and wait.
Hey, DJ, Mark,
he wants
to get on the show.
I can't call nobody, man. Tell Mark he should have sent let his ass phone drop off. Call one other 901 bad boy and get on the goddamn line. He supposed to be out. He supposed to be the goddamn
host. DJ Grant, I ain't going for that shit. You can make one race and win Grand Race of the Year, but you can't get cast on the goddamn phone. I ain't going
there. His name ain't Casper, and you ain't one but one you got there, Silver. Shut the hell up. Or maybe
well, there was one more than you, goddammit.
No, not this year, though, bitch. Not this year. Nah, I bet I've been there more than you this year.
He's a rookie.
You won more than who this year. He's a rookie.
Oh, here we go.
He done raised more than you have in the last 2 years.
That's a lie.
DJ, who you gonna rant this year?
Casper.
DJ, you know I can't. Hey, DJ, you know I can't be no rookie.
I'm three and two. I mean, I got three fuckouts and I lost 9-1 twice.
This year,
hey, who y'all want on the phone? I heard somebody just say hello.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody did say hello.
Hello,
there you go, fan.
Who's that? Is the fan on? I don't know. Diz, did you call? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Diz.
Somebody said they on, DJ Grant.
You say they on, man.
Hold on. Okay, everybody mute your fucking mic then if they don't. I'm tired of these motherfuckers saying this. These fake motherfuckers trying to talk some shit. Now, Biz, I'm talking to you, Biz. Did you call the number as the person on the phone? Biz.
Man,
Biz on me,
DJ. Okay.
Huh?
Man, Biz eating goddamn peanut with J-Bone, man. Come on, him.
Oh, man, y'all got them that some say about every goddamn body. Ah.
Hey, y'all going down in history with Bernie Madoff tonight, goddamn it.
Now hold on. Didn't I tell y'all motherfuckers put y'all mic on mute? Mikey and your ass keep coming here with these motherfucking jokes. Sit your ass down. Why you keep doing that, man? God, me. I swear, man, that man there's something there. God damn. He just keep on goddamn sliding me in. Sit your ass down. We wouldn't even heard that joke if your motherfucking ass was on mute.
I had to come on mute for a minute.
You can't walk through the talk of shit. I swear, man, that motherfucker there, that goddamn Miguel Hill.
What was that Bernie Madoff, goddammit? Shit.
Turn out, I said everybody's supposed to be on mute. I hear all these motherfuckers laughing. Y'all motherfuckers don't know how to follow those goddamn instructions. Everybody goddamn laughing, supposed to be on mute.
Hey, DJ.
We being nice, letting all the damn numbers stay open.
Hey, DJ, check your text message.
Okay, hold on.
That's the wrong number.
Oh,
hell no.
That text message said, hell no, I ain't getting no nut.
DJ didn't send you the wrong damn number, did he, be? God damn, off the rock.
Y'all know what the name is going to be, don't you? Y'all call back next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. We'll tell y'all who.
Nah, we ain't doing that bullshit. Hold on. I'm going to say it like this. If he don't get his ass on, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I'll tell the shit here in a minute. I'll just go on the goddamn tell it. But y'all might not like how I tell it.
You know why I didn't tell it? I don't know how to tell it.
What'd you say? Oh, y'all never fucking want to know. That's why y'all, your motherfuckers, still on this goddamn phone. You want a goddamn note. So kiss my ass with that. I don't want to know shit. If your ass don't want to know, Mike Hill, lay your motherfucking ass down, because you want to know more than anybody else. Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, my neck raised. That's what I'm promoting. I'm like, y'all bitch, I got something to tell y'all. I'm exposed to motherfucker Marge.
Oh, well, it might work, because I swear your ass don't hear, so I know a whole lot of other motherfuckers don't hear.
Hey, DJ.
What?
This gonna kill your credibility a whole lot now.
Listen, hold on. Let me explain something to you. I don't give a fuck about what fucking credibility y'all motherfuckers think a person can have or can't have. I don't give a shit about that. The man wanted to talk, and I was gonna let him talk. If he can't get his ass on here, I'll tell you what the fuck he said. Now, if y'all don't like the way I said it, I don't give a damn.
Shut up.
The problem is, just like Ball Sack the Texan, it's too many motherfuckers scared to get in this goddamn fire. I don't give a shit about the fire. That's the problem. Y'all motherfuckers be too hard on people, they scared to get in here and talk. And that's part of the reason why he wanted to say what he wanted to say. Now, I'm going to give him 5 fucking minutes to either text me another number or something. I think I may have texted the wrong number.
Hey.
Send back another number. But fuck it. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. I will give him 5 fucking minutes.
Alabama minutes. Georgia
minutes. Listen, man. Listen. Don't get muted. Don't get muted. I'm talking. This my goddamn show. Shut the fuck up. Now, what I'm saying is, I'm going to give him 5 more minutes.
Right. He is on a
and
roll.
And then I'm just going to I'm gonna tell the shit. So y'all hang tight and keep talking about where Casper at and all this other bullshit till the 5 fucking minutes is over, and then we just going to get into it. Fuck it. And I'm going to expose the real motherfucker. Because it's another motherfucker that know, and if he don't want to get out, I'm going to expose his ass too, guys. Fuck it. That's how the shit was brought up. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sick of we all grown-ass fucking men. Get on here and tell the shit because you heard it. Tell the shit. Fuck this bullshit. Who gives a shit? It's all about, we all say we want to come together and get along and keep all this personal shit out of racing. That's what we really need to do. That's what it's all about, and that's what the whole thing kind of entails. So shit need to get out, but some shit need to be aired out. So I'm going to give him 5 minutes, and we're going to see what's going to happen.
Hey, DJ, you want to bail Aston?
Kenny.
Yeah.
Lay on your stomach, bitch.
I thought everything was all good in the hood.
Lay down, Kenny. Nephew, go to sleep.
You got some sweet tea over here.
All right, I think you're
the one
laughing. Barbara Mailer will eliminate.
We done went 4 minutes now.
Kenny, don't get muted. Please don't get muted.
Kenny.
Do I know Kenny?
You got a better chance of Santa Claus coming down the goddamn chimney. You finding some shit out tonight.
Kenny, where you from, man?
Boy, it's a damn shame, man. I'm telling you, man.
What?
What's your damn shame, yeah.
So what, but Nick?
Where you from, homie?
I'm from goddamn Reynolds.
Oh, okay. We ain't never met. I ain't never met you, have.
Yeah, I done met your little short ass.
Oh, okay.
Damn, he know you. So.
Hey, but Nick, I think I got a bottle of water from you up there in Montgomery or somewhere.
Man, I meet so many folk, man. It's unreal.
You know how celebrity you hey, is, but nigga.
Hey,
know.
Hey, but nigga.
That's a house. Yeah. But nigga, that's a household name there, buddy.
Next time you come to Realm, then I'm gonna let you meet me when they stop you here. Hey, DJ Grant.
He's just trying to get that deal going.
Man, I told you, what time? We on that Alabama time, ever since they got them out to Auburn. I heard y'all talking shit fucked up around there.
They
was
looking for you. Hey, Larry.
Hey, but Larry.
Yeah, Mark.
What the hell? Hey, what you talking about last night?
Hey, Larry,
over
here. Same time. They were looking for Mark.
Say what, Mark?
But Nick, what you call me last night? Why you didn't call me today?
Around, Mark.
I ain't gonna be locked in there seeing Mark. I got three locked in right now.
That little butt naked right there. What the hell you talking about?
Okay, that butt naked right there, Mark. Go ahead. There go Mark's butt naked.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I ain't gonna lock in there seeing I got three locked in, homie. I can't do that now.
What's up,
but,
Turbo
T looking for y'all. Turbo T looking for y'all. He came on early looking for you.
But,
you dropped off.
Can you please get him on? Please, sir. This is a fucking mercy. Please get him on.
He's somewhere on him. Turbo!
Please hit the button.
Turbo won't drop or something.
I don't think Turbo's off the goddamn 18 wheeler. He got him from that week motherfucking Mustang. He might pick up something. Hey, Turbo, tell.
I guess we ain't gonna never, never hear what needs to be heard, if any goddamn thing. These are dumb motherfuckers.
Hey, man, look at him. Don't come in with that crazy, that foolishness tonight. Don't come in with that foolishness tonight.
We can go on, we can go down there tonight if y'all want. Them some dumb
well, get on off the phone. Get on off. Get on off. If you don't want to wait. Ain't nobody asked you to wait.
Hey, what Turbo tell me, y'all? Let's race. What Turbo tell me?
Turbo, he on here. He got a phone on me, but he on here. I see his number still up there.
Well, shake hands. He better not push one foot. I might fuck around and give him the back tie. Push that motherfucker. Got me mad. He ain't raised me in 3 months, man.
Hey, 5 minutes went by, DJ. Come on with it.
I told that's that Alabama time, man.
Man, 5 minutes.
All right, but nigga, come on out with it. He said 5 minutes. Fuck that shit, but nigga, let it go. Let it go,
but nigga. But nigga.
Let it go,
but nigga. I just got a wire. The wire said, we all know it was Fan that wanted to get on and goddamn expose somebody. So go on, goddamn tell it.
Hey, it was
who in the hell? He said,
I'm
Fan.
I'm just passing the goddamn tech, though. They said the man called the Fan. Whoever called the Fan on the show. Now,
he said, a Fan.
No, the
hey,
Fan.
The fan
well,
who
in the hell is this? Get with it.
I don't
know. Who is that?
But nigga,
who is that?
I don't know.
Some guy from Kalama, man. He's a firefighter. That's one of the firefighters.
Who y'all talking about?
What nigga?
They might have got
what them. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Now, the fan was on my goddamn show. Now, he done fell off. I guess they tried to get it on over there. But now, I heard B's dial that goddamn number. Now, I know the fan number.
Yeah, I heard the number too, BG.
Somebody was in the front.
All right, y'all been exposed. Goddamn, y'all might well finish it off.
Hey, Mike.
No,
I'm
here. Y'all get on.
Come on with
man,
it.
Man, we get on this motherfucker. They can't stop us from getting on this bullshit. We've been on all the while waiting on them bitch-ass niggas to goddamn say what they're going to say.
Hey, man, I'm coming with that N-word, dog. We done told you about that the other night.
Nigga. You can't do nothing about it, you round here, bitch.
Let me show you. Let me show you I can't do nothing about it. Bad ass.
Okay, you can't do a goddamn thing.
Cut
the goddamn whole show off like you did last time, faggot motherfucker.
Yeah, he gonna cut the show off. What, nigga? Y'all had that listen. Nobody thought y'all
had motherfuckers on this motherfucker waiting 2.5 hours for some shit, and you bitch ass motherfuckers ain't did nothing yet.
Ain't did shit.
We bitch.
Man, when you get that man a minute to get the man on here, I guess he'll, I don't know.
But goddamn, we been giving you fucking 2.5 hours. How many
why y'all
fucking
mute my
minutes
mic?
You want?
5 minutes is
why
over. Nigga,
why y'all muting me? They're looking for you, dog. They muting
you. Can't find me, bitch. I got an inside information. I know the code to call in myself. I'm logged in myself, motherfucker. You don't shut the fuck up, I'm gonna bust your ass off the phone. Told y'all two motherfuckers dumb in two boxes of rocks. I'm logged in y'all show. That's why y'all bitches can't log into it. Stupid motherfuckers. Don't you know me and BET goddamn when we get together, y'all bitches can't handle us together, motherfucker. Me and BET called the goddamn shit and got y'all lines tied in with us, bitch. We'll cut your motherfucking ass off if you don't shut the fuck up.
Hey, dog, so what the fuck are they talking about? They're the one
that's
gonna expose, dog.
Go on, get the shit on over with, man. Let's get on over. Who you gonna bust out? Let's bust the shit out and get the fuck on. We can go to sleep and watch the goddamn TV or some shit, man.
I got a full show over here waiting on y'all, dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all. We done had one show. I already fell off. Like I said, man, y'all pull some motherfucking fake-ass shit tonight, man. That was some fuck shit y'all pulling tonight.
Hey, man, that's a fan on my show.
I mean, if you got something to bust, man. Go ahead and bust. And you two marble-head motherfuckers,
yeah,
that you
know.
Already know what it was, y'all bitches ought to go on. Then done said it anyway. Got motherfuckers waiting 3 hours for this bullshit.
Fan,
yeah,
that ain't
one
fan. Fan on my show. Hit the
one
button, fan.
He said
nobody tried to call
a
fan. They said
a
fan.
You're a goddamn lie, motherfucker. What you did? You're a damn lie. You did.
I know you gonna call me a motherfucker. I went on the phone with y'all.
Oh, goddamn it, that's the number you sent the goddamn biz to call, motherfucker. We know everything.
I ain't saying damn number. I've been on the phone with Mike. Man, what the fuck you talking about?
DJ sent the biz.
I'm on your show. I was on your show because I came in late.
Yeah, but they sent the wrong number to the damn biz to call.
I was on the same line, so the number that they called wasn't my number. I don't know who that was after that number. I was still on your show.
Okay. Hey, y'all, let's do like this here so we can all get it done. Everybody be quiet and let them go and tell what they want to bust. Who y'all bitches want to bust? If it's me, motherfucker, let's bust.
If it's me, bitches, come on with it.
That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nobody scared of you bitches busting nobody out. If you're going to say something, you two punk-ass bitches, go ahead and bust.
Hey, dog, hold on, dog. If it's me, If it's me, stay on top of your head. I'm tired of shit, too. Got me setting up waiting out here, too.
First of all, y'all ain't going to come over here and bum rush my motherfucking show.
Already bummed off your show, bitch. You can't even control your own show. So go on, tell
me. Let me show you.
I kick your motherfucking
you.
Ass off.
Let me refresh that button.
We'll bust you off your own goddamn show if you don't be quiet.
Give me 2 minutes. Let this motherfucker refresh.
Hey, dog.
No, I ain't gonna mute his mic because I'm a bigger man than that.
I got something to say.
No, I ain't gonna mute
my
goddamn
mic.
Go ahead and talk, buck naked. Goddamn it.
Can't mute my mic.
Let
the bold report refresh.
Hey, your bold can refresh all night. You still can't do a goddamn thing, but look at it.
That's all.
Me and BET running this shit. Goddamn
right. Now, look here.
Hey, man, would y'all please come on with me, man? If the dude ain't coming on the phone, y'all know what's going on. His 5 minutes is up, man.
I ain't bullshit, man. I mean, everybody asking y'all the same thing. That's some fuck shit y'all doing, having everybody wait, man. Because y'all could have said that shit last night.
Y'all run him off and wave his show.
What that goddamn tough-ass, DJ Granite.
Man, DJ Granite, we're trying to fix his curls, man.
DJ trying to get the ball rolling.
Not after that. Hey, hold on. Not after that goddamn speech DJ Grant just gave. He can stand the motherfucker.
Man, them motherfuckers, we asked them last night to, so everybody could understand this and shit. Since you was going to bring it public, we wanted more public people to hear. We asked y'all what about time y'all going to get the bitch on.
Being
y'all
mute all them guys
on
mic. Being mute
y'all
every motherfucker mic on their boat.
To 9 o'clock to 9:30. Here it is 10:30. You bitches still ain't got this pussy-ass motherfucker on the phone yet.
Being mute all the mic. Every land one of them.
You ain't running shit.
Mute your own motherfucking mic, bitch.
Hey, man, I done told you. I ain't got two words to say. Why in the fuck do you keep talking to me?
Don't get mad, Buck Naked Doc, goddammit. Don't you
I ain't
get
mad,
motherfucker. We'll bust you out.
I don't. Bust me. I make my own money. Bust me, goddammit.
Well, Buck Naked, to be all, in all honesty, man, no jokes aside, man. Everybody waiting for the shit, man. Go on, tell the shit so we can get that fucking
shit
off the phone, man. You done said that the goddamn last 2.5 hours.
Hey, I don't know who normally it is that DJ trying to call.
Well, don't you phone. Tell that, if that bitch can't get his shit together, y'all, between the two of y'all, one of y'all ought to be together, put both of y'all bald head ass together, make somebody an ass or something.
I'm not a well-spoken person when it comes to telling stuff. I
who
is
shit,
Buck
Naked? When you want to tell it, bitch, you know how to tell it.
We're Texas, D, goddamn, we're telling shit. Y'all got me fired up now, goddamn. Hey, move. I'm sitting there with you. It's 5 minutes. 20 minutes. It's 5 minutes. Come on now. Keep it real.
You ain't lying, though. I'm glad I don't work for you. If you was paying by the minute, motherfucker, we'd be some broke motherfuckers.
Hey, dog. You know what I'm doing? I see butt naked at the track. He ought to pay my way to get involved.
Now, all these goddamn mic muted. Now, y'all guys on my line got them some bitches on y'all phone. I'm going to cut y'all off. All the mics are muted.
Man, fuck that dumb shit, motherfucker. If you're going to cut the show off, cut the bitch off. You ain't said shit all
night. I ain't said cut the show off. I said cut them off.
Well, shut the fuck up and go and tell us what we want to tell us. We're going to be quiet. Go ahead.
All the mics are muted. Y'all got to be on somebody. Let me see you all on my line, goddammit.
I see.
Y'all on somebody.
I can fucking on the phone instead of going sitting with the fuck he got to say because he want to be
a
control freak.
Motherfucker right there,
fucking control freak, yeah, man. Kidding, you don't control shit on here just because at home you a bitch.
You know, to be quiet. Now, DJ. DJ, you there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All this, man, I ain't gonna, my fucking shit was muted. I'm sitting there yelling and hollering and screaming. And ain't nobody heard a goddamn thing I said. All right, so everybody muted but Naked or no?
No, Cole. They goddamn, I'm gonna have to do something. Somebody on my line got BET and Dog on their phone, I believe. All the other mics are muted.
Well, mute yours.
Mine are muted, but they're going to still be able to talk. I mean, if I mute mine, they're still going to be able to talk. There ain't nobody on here but Larry.
Hey, Cole, we got control of the show. We got control of the show.
Be quiet, BET. Let's be quiet.
Everybody's be quiet because I'm gonna tell the shit how it came to us. All right, bottom line is, it's almost like how shit is getting tonight. Shit is just getting too far out of hand, and shit is getting too fucking personal. Now, the shit last week that happened on our show with between BET and Butt Naked, we don't need no more shit like that. And after that show, we had so many people calling us saying, calm Butt Naked down. Butt Naked, please, you don't need to do this and do that and blah, blah. And it was just overwhelming that, you know, some of the shit we got to settle down because a lot of people just can't take certain shit. And certain shit don't need to be aired on these goddamn airways, which was on Wednesday. We got a call saying that, you know, there's some people that listen to Dog Show, they was on Dog Show, that they normally just was listening to ours, and they started listening to Dog Show also. And they got sucked into a private room with Dog, Wit, and BET. Now, the problem was, I guess, the heat got a little too hot for Wit. Because I guess he thought that maybe we was on him a little too hot, a little too heavy.
So I guess Dog and Wick was in the private room, not knowing that they done sucked some other people in the private room with them. And I guess Dog made the statement to be, well, him and Wick talking, and from what I understand, Dog called BC, said, "Where you at, motherfucker? You got to get your ass in here. They all over Wick. They all over Wick. You got to get in here and get these motherfuckers. Get them off Wick. Get them off Wick." So, and then from my understanding now, Wick said, "BT, get the motherfucker. I got you if you get him, like, you know, like he got something for him if you do it." The problem is the fans, I don't give a shit about it, but the fans looked at it as being this shit ain't right. Or because of what came out of that conversation when BT came on, he came on real hard. It is what it is. I don't give a shit. But at the same time, Button Naked got way beyond what he should have got. And the threats that were made from Button Naked to BET should not have happened. The shit should have never gotten that far. The problem is Dog should be bigger. It should be more of an example. If BET and Wit, I ain't got no problem. I don't have a problem. If Wit say, "BET, get them motherfuckers," that's fine. But they felt like Dog was a co-conspirator to the shit and helped brew the shit up and make it get to where it got to, and it shouldn't have got that far. Now, they're looking at it from a standpoint of they didn't like that element, and they felt like all three of y'all should have been a little bit bigger than that. If Wit couldn't handle himself, he, you know, shit, lay down. You know, he don't feel like nobody should have had to offer BET something to come in here and just talk some reckless bullshit and let the shit get to where it was, knowing that BET and Butt Naked already had this history. I come to say it, we need to cut out all this bullshit. We need to get back. A lot of shit get personal. I don't care personally about you kicking me in the nuts and all this, but a lot of people can't take it. It was some other people that wanted to get on that actually heard it also, but they are actually afraid to get on these airlines or these phones or be out here in the open because they can't take it. And the statement said if one of them says something to me, you know, I can't take it like you take it, DJ or Button. I can't take that shit. If he say the wrong thing to me, I'm going to be it. And it don't need to get that far, especially from a fan's point of view. We need to get this shit back to racing. All the way. And cut out all this personal bullshit and what's going on in people's personal lives. That shit needs to just fucking go. I got love for BET. I got love for Dog. I got love for Wit. I don't have no dislike for these people. I love everybody out here. I ain't got no problem with all it is racing to me. I love it, and I'm sure y'all love it. But that's all it is. Let's keep it there and keep it from doing we all have the most fun when we all together, but we don't need to be coming to tracks thinking that some shit might pop off because of some shit that went on a fucking radio show.
Well, DJ Gant, can you hear me?
Now, hold on. I'm going to say this now. This is
No, I just got to say this, and I'm going to be quiet because this is what I'm going to tell you. No, DJ Grant, ain't nobody in the room. Let me tell you. I got to put something else in there now. What you said is all fair and good. Now, if you really want to put a lid on the conversation, what you should have did, you and Buck Naked Bo should have talked to me, Wit, and BET by ourselves. Y'all come on trying to bust us out on a radio station, was totally wrong for busting us out on a radio station. Hold up. To be honest with you, Buck Naked, the one can't take the joke. When we dog BET out like a motherfucker, ain't now one of you bitches said a damn thing but laugh. So my point is, if you laugh at BET, why in the fuck you didn't laugh at Buck Naked? If you're going to tell Buck Naked, if you're going to tell BET, or me or Wit to be quiet, you should tell Buck Naked the same thing. Hold up now. If you can't do that, then you don't need to do nothing. And now if you got one motherfucking fan that don't want to be known and don't want to come on here and speak his own mind, well, fuck that motherfucker in his ass and tell him to suck out of my asshole. Now, that's all I got to say. I'm going back on mute.
All right. I understand what you're saying. And the other thing I was going to say, dog, that I can't – that was what was said to us. I mean, first of all, can you say if that was true?
One thing, I bust a bitch out in, let me tell you one thing about it. I bust my mama ass out in public. I bust her ass out. But what you do first thing is you always try to take it underground first. I don't come on my show and bust no bitch out unless not I'm talk to the person I'm finna bust out in private first. If you like us and you have a friend, that's what you should have did. If Buck Naked can't take this motherfucking shit, Buck Naked need to stay his motherfucking ass off the motherfucking phone.
Hold on. I don't want nobody to derail where we're trying to go with this, because bottom line is, like I said, it's not a thing about, this is what this man wants to say pretty much. And I'm just,
that man ain't
have
enough goddamn balls to come on the station and say this goddamn
stuff.
We've been waiting damn near 3 hours for this motherfucker. If he was so goddamn interested, why in the fuck he is? Where the fuck is he at? If he got enough fucking nerve to call y'all and tell y'all, he should have enough fucking balls to come on here and say this damn stuff. We can respect him better, and I can stop acting a damn fool too. But I don't like the way that is. If I want to talk about DJ Grant, if I want to talk about Buck Naked, motherfucker, I'm going to say to them in his motherfucking face.
I agree with you.
Whoever the bitch is that called and wanted to say something, you a bitch-ass motherfucker, and you should have brought your own bitch-ass on the phone and said what the fuck you had to say. Stupid motherfucker.
I don't give a dog my ass.
This is dog, motherfucker. This is the real motherfucking dog. And if anybody else out there that's a man, don't believe what I'm saying. Goddamn it, speak the fuck up. If you're going to accuse me, bitch, bring your bitch ass on here and accuse me to my fucking face, hoe-ass motherfucker.
Oh, no.
So you saying it's a lie, dog?
I guess you heard that. Now can I say something?
Dog, hold on.
Yeah.
If they got to the lie.
No, hey, let him talk to me. I'm gonna get it straight. Let him talk to me. Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna be quiet. I'm gonna listen. Go ahead.
Dog.
Yeah, go ahead, butt naked.
Did the guy tell the lie?
Hey, just one of it.
It's not butt naked. It's a fan that's trying to call DJ. But I've been busy all day, and I finally got in touch with him. But I've been trying to call and say, but a lot of things I want to say, DJ is exactly right. That's what I heard, and that's what I told DJ, and that's what I stick by. But my biggest thing is, a lot of stuff that's being said don't have to be said. The way you're going off and jumping off and cussing everybody out like that, that's really not necessary.
I know that. It's not.
That's why I was hesitant to call for the last 30 minutes, because I don't want to bring up stuff. I'd rather we just squash it and move on from there. But DJ is not lying. He's exactly right. That's exactly what I told him.
Is this fan?
This is a fan,
not a fan. Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to say, because what he said is you could have came on and to be honest with you, you could have came on and said to me personally, or BET, you could have said it to us personally, and we could have accepted it if you come to me personally. Because, see, myself, when we said get him BET, that don't mean nothing. I told BET to get a motherfucker tonight. That ain't even trying to be nasty. That just mean we joking. We dogged BET out for a goddamn whole goddamn week. BET didn't even come on the radio station. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. So my point is, we dog everybody out. Whoever the weakest link is, we dog out the
movie. I said something about that last night, though.
Obviously, it went to a whole different level. And as a fan, not just as a fan, I'd rather not hear it, because the only thing I want to do now is just turn the damn phone on. Because sometimes I have my wife with me. You know, my kids be around. They don't need to hear that crap.
Okay, fan, you got to be for real, fan. You know exactly what goes on these shows. So you know you're not to have your wife and your kids around. You know we act a damn fool on these shows.
When I take my damn wife to the track, why can't I have her on the phone?
So what now?
My wife likes going to the track. She likes to hear the bullshit.
Hey, fan, it's a certain place at the track we act the same way, fan. That's what I'm saying is you ain't wrong by what you're saying. But my point is, it's just like watching HBO or the damn Showtime. If you don't
let
him do nasty shit like that, you don't put it on there. You know, damn well, all these shows,
don't
let him finish,
dog. Don't let the man finish.
You're exactly right. And you can say whatever you choose to say. But myself, the only reason why I called and spoke up is I don't like it, because I think it's taking the show a direction that he don't need to go in. When you're talking about a show that's possibly going to have $1 million sponsorship and all this other crap, like them crazy-ass white boys up in Oklahoma somewhere, then you think a major advertiser is going to take that and say, okay, we're gonna run with that? Not.
Okay, as a fan, then, what you care whether it go, why would you even care? Let me and Fan talk, y'all. Y'all be quiet. We might get a good understanding about this here. Fan, what difference does it make for it to be $1 million? I mean, what is it going to benefit you if this thing become $1 million operation? What is it going to benefit you? Huh? Say what now?
I said, you're exactly right. All they have to do is just turn the damn show off, and I don't have to listen to it when people start to get violent and stuff like that. That just, I mean, you're exactly right.
Well, Fan, let me ask you a question, Fan. Who got violent first, Fan?
Yeah, you're right. I know that's like what Nick said. But did it drive him to that? A lot of people, you know, it's not what a person can take, but sometimes too far is too far.
Okay, well, my point is, now don't you think you it'd have been better received if you might have had been talked to BET or myself or Whit? Don't you think it would have been better if you had talked to us one on one first, and then if we had told you to kiss our ass or something, then you might want to bring it public?
I don't know you BET or Whit like that.
Oh, you know Buck Naked and Buck Naked and DJ Grant though.
I know DJ somewhere.
Hey, well, that's the case. You don't know none of us then. So you don't know none of us, but you felt like you could call them and get on the radio station.
It ain't who you know, dog.
Hey, it's just me and Fan, y'all. We got plenty of time to talk. Let me and Fan.
All right, ain't just you, Fan. But, Fan, let me tell you something, Fan. Fan, I'm going to tell you this, Fan. Fan, I'm going to tell you this right here for me, Fan. I'm going to tell you this right here. I apologize to you, Fan, for letting it get that far like that. I apologize for me to you. And everybody out there was listening, but I don't want to get pushed to that level no more. I hope I don't get pushed to that level no more. I apologize to you, your kids, and your wife.
We all can do that. But my point I'm trying to make, y'all made a big thing like y'all finna bust somebody out here. We do this on somebody's show every night. If you want to stop stuff, you got to come at a person one-on-one first. Now, if the person don't want to listen, then I can understand. Y'all did it completely the wrong way to me. That's all I'm saying.
That's the wrong way to you. That's your opinion, dog. This is what the man wants to do. But I think in the future we can use it as a learning experience and make the show better for everybody. That's the whole point.
Y'all let me and Fan get this out, then y'all can discuss it after that. Fan, what you're saying right now is 100% right, what
you're
saying.
But
see, you already did it the wrong way. Now, I'm cussing. See, I ain't cussing now because I'm talking to whoever said it. I was doing it then. I did that on purpose to try to bring you out to say something. I figured you'd come out and say it. But you could have talked to me one-on-one, and I'd have been the battle. The reason I keep saying the N-word, I'm doing that to make Buck Naked them mad with me so they can go ahead and do it. That's why I keep using the N-word. On my show, I'm the first one starting to say the truth. Don't use the N-word. But then I started using it just to make them mad enough to bring the shit out in open. That's why I was doing that on purpose.
Well, it don't work. I just think it went the wrong way. And for now, if I hear something I don't like, then I'll go to the horse's mouth myself.
See, that's how you come to an understanding, and I can understand it. I might tell you, even you might come to me one-on-one, and I might tell you to kiss my butt. But at least you did come to me as a man, and then you did it the right way. If you want to take it to another step, then that's another step you can take it to. I'm satisfied now. DJ Grant, Buck Naked, I apologize. I did all this shit to bring this shit out to the forefront because we beat around the bush. Plus, you compounded the issue tonight. By making people wait 2 or 3 hours just to find out what the hell was going on. A lot of people got on edge, and the shit that went on, a lot of us on this phone right now, they might not say it. Don't think it's me, because we do the same shit every night.
Let me ask you one question.
I was trying for an hour before they opened the other lines to get in. That's just the popularity of the show. You can't do anything about that.
No, if they know you was going to be the guest speaker, they should automatically call you from the show. You should have been the first person on there so we can all be there and went on and find out what it is. Yeah, I ain't got no business. I ain't even mad with you about it either because that's your opinion, and I can respect your opinion. That's your opinion. But what I'm saying is the shit we did in between Buck Naked. Now, I had Mike Hill. I had Ronnie Brown. I had damn near everybody I know. I said, man, call Buck Naked and sell Buck Naked down. We know Buck Naked can't take a lot of shit, but the madder Buck Naked get, the more we like to mess with him because we have having fun.
Let me stop you right there, dog. I can take a lot of this shit and most of all that shit I have taken. But when a man tell me I'm doing some violent harm to me and I don't tell him not to say that to me no more, that called fraud.
But that's what I'm trying to say, but you know the man was just joking, man.
Nah,
but,
that man ain't joking.
But the man was just joking.
Wait a minute, dog. Don't stop.
I'm going to show you what I'm talking about.
Let me show you this.
He know that
makes
you mad.
You,
we started making jokes
like
with him. Look at my leg. He made jokes like you with the leg. Now, when you told him, hold on, let me finish. I'm just going to
say, your baby,
he should have never told him that.
But, nigga, you never tell me not to goddamn.
Because whatever
you
know makes a person mad. I'm saying, yeah, once I make my goddamn point, I'm trying to make the see, because if we had did this in the beginning, you wouldn't be all in now. All I'm saying is, Buck Naked, whatever make a joker mad, somebody on his phone, if it's Kenny, James, or somebody, going to throw a hint at it to start a damn, everybody to laugh at a motherfucker.
But that is not to make me mad, man. That's talking about threatening me. You know what I'm saying? If Type Man told me, Buck Naked, you ever get tired of a baby joke, let me know. He said, I won't do that shit no more now. Real talk. I said, Type Man, me and you cool ain't worried about
that.
Because
that's your
and
family.
I provide for my family.
Here's the thing I got to say to you, Butt Nick. I ain't got no problem with you, Butt Nick. The only thing I got to say to you, Butt Nick, is when you start shooting the shit to a motherfucker, you go beyond extremes, and then you try to get personal, but you don't feel like it's being personal. You just want to put your two cents in there. Don't feel like it's being personal. I take it offensive sometimes, so that's why I come at your ass hard. But when
okay.
you threaten me, I don't threaten you unless you threaten me.
I didn't threaten you the other night. You told me, man.
If I don't have your money when you get down there, you gonna get you some boy foot. That's what the fuck you said, man. So I told you.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, that's why I told Dawg the other night we wasn't going to do no more gay joke, because you can't take the gay joke.
You started stuff, and then when somebody get the best of you, you don't want to do it no more.
No.
You can't play it one day, one day you play it, one day you don't want to play it.
That's totally different.
That's true. He can't take the gay joke, dog, because you know when you got on his ass.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something.
I said that last night, dog. I said you took it too far, BG.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm gonna play gay jokes on you. I'm gonna say you're sucking dicks. I'm gonna say that. And if you don't want to hear me say it, don't get on my show, because I'm gonna do it every time I'm on the show. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I ain't gonna stop because you started it. If you can't take it,
I don't have a problem with that. Is that what you choose? I don't have a problem with that. But what I'm saying, with another man talking about what he gonna do to another man by doing some violent at home, and this man got a family to be out here for, that's the shit I'm talking about right now.
You bring your ass over there and threaten me. You bring your ass on the radio and threaten me.
Hey, one at a time. We can't hear. One at a time.
Okay, hey, I'm finna say one more thing. I'm gonna be quiet and listen to y'all now. But now, fan, you still out there, fan?
I'm still here.
Okay, I want to say one thing, and I want everybody to listen. Now, I can't say nothing about nobody's show, but when I first had my show 4 years ago, when I first started my show, I told everybody my show was Triple X, and I ain't finna change that. My show gonna be the same until somebody take it away from me or I die. I told y'all my show was Triple X, so if you don't want to come on there, I'm just saying you don't come on there. I ain't trying to be nasty. I'm Triple X. I'm staying Triple X.
Well, you know, I appreciate you.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about your show.
I'll stay off your show.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a whole lot better show when it first started back up, and people were talking about racing, they were talking about betting, talking about bringing the cars out, trying to get more cars out, more of a family than
people. Everybody that said, you can't go back and find Nail Show for the last 6 months that's like that. When there ain't no racing going on, we're going to start talking this damn housewife shit just like we do now. Because that's what we'll be doing. We used to be on these shows. We ain't got shit to talk about, so we're going to start talking about dumb shit. That's just where it is. Ain't no damn show going to be. Every show out there is rated. Wild Man's and everybody else. So you can stop that. If you don't want to be on the show, just don't be on.
Well, I agree with you. Dog, if I tell you...
Some of my show is some dumb shit, I'm going to tell you, lay down on your motherfucking stomach. I ain't finna let no motherfucker push me up to do nothing. I was a raw motherfucker before I met you, motherfucker. I've been a raw motherfucker. I'm gonna keep being a raw motherfucker. I'm a nasty motherfucker. I'm gonna do that.
You wasn't even trying to come on the show though.
DJ, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, DC. Like Dawg said,
This could have been, this shit should have been DJ, everybody right. Everybody's got a right. The Brittany got pissed off the guy.
He can't stand nothing.
Hold on, go ahead. Go ahead.
He ain't saying that he that was on dog show. To me, what I'm getting from the guy, he ain't saying that Butt Naked was on. You was on Butt Naked show. He dog tied in. But number one, like you said, if it goes to fighting, all that should have came. Dog did. In dog defense, I was on his show. He did say somebody called Butt Naked. And because me and you talked about that, BJ. He said call him and somebody calm him down because they don't need to go that far. Which, what I'm looking at, the shit went far, it was over, and it should have, and the fan was following suit to me because DJ was in control and over the show. So you can't go off on, not just because I'm a fan, I'm not taking up for the fan just because I'm a fan, but if somebody tell me what to do, I'm going to follow suit. But, like you said, dog, it should have been handled a better way. And DJ, like you said, everybody shouldn't be alone. Everybody should not take this thing so far. It was over. I heard the man say the other day, tell us what it is, because it can be over. I think it should have been over. It's over now, and I think let's go on, because we can sit here and talk about this shit all fucking night, and it ain't going to come to no agreement.
But well, you right now, if you go back, man, and you listen, Butt Naked was so mad. Now, DJ Grant did try to stop Butt Naked, and he couldn't stop Butt Naked. Butt Naked was so mad. Like I said, after the show was over, we wasn't mad with Butt Naked, man. After the show, it don't mean nothing, man. We get on these shows just to act a fool. It's just like a comedy show. Whoever can get them get the best laugh.
Hey, I'm
going to
sum it up for you like this, dog. You ain't never in your life had a motherfucker put a pistol in your head and pull that trigger back. That really don't take kind of to fit. That's really not cool, that man.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Buck Naked, you seem to have issues with that shit, but we ain't the motherfucker that did it to you, Buck Naked. We ain't the people that did it to you.
But see, what I'm telling you is, though, you threatening a man's life, we talking about doing something to him. I threatened him and shit like that. All that gay stuff, we can do that. I ain't got no problem with that. But don't talk about what you're going to do to me.
Your phone breaking up.
I told him, man.
Quit threatening the motherfucker about what you're going to do to a motherfucker, Dean.
I have never, ever threatened you. Never.
Everybody on this radio show heard you, man. Everybody on here heard you, Butt Naked.
After you said you're going to play me?
Why you didn't hear it, Butt Naked?
That's what I said. After you said that. Because you said that.
You said that before I said that, man.
But I tell you like it, BC. Just squash it. Don't call my show. I won't call you.
What I'm telling you, Butt Naked, I won't talk to you. Listen, all the way it's gonna be squash. Let me tell you, all the way it's gonna be squash, Butt Naked. It's for you not to threaten me, man.
Everybody, just like the fan. Fan realized right now that he should have just went on. If he had a problem, he should have talked directly to me, BT, Wit. Or he could have talked to DJ and Butt Naked, and they could have talked to us directly. We should have did it first. If we had a stage ahead with you and then you want to break the public, then you should have. Fans realize that himself right now. You're like right now. He's like, I got to tell you, if you want to listen to my show, you will. My show is an X-rated show. My show has always been X-rated. Now, do we always get X-rated? No, because I think I have some pretty good shows most of the time. But after we get through taking care of business, we're going to act a damn fool. That's what we do.
We can't hear words you're saying, though.
Well, all the phones messed up, man. Whoever got the doggone connection, the connection's messed up, man.
We can't hear nothing you say. I mean, can everybody hear me clearly?
Yeah, I hear you.
It got to be.
But let me ask you right here. Why is it that all other big videographers and people like that don't do the shit that they man do? Nobody don't do that. None of them. You just put them all together.
BET, man. They got BET.
But BET,
they don't have to do that.
Let me tell you something.
This is what I get paid to do, man. This is what my audience wrote from me. This is, you don't pay me
me nothing.
You
don't pay me. I don't
well,
work for
what
you.
I'm saying to you, listen to
you.
Me. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you was to not threaten me by paying me or doing something to me, I wouldn't have got like that. That's the bottom line. That gay joke, we've been doing that.
Now,
we've been doing
line,
it. That ain't threatening you, man. That's not threatening you.
The bottom line is, Sir Naked, when I first told you that I fillet your ass, this is what you told me. You told me, goddammit, that you was going to, goddammit, do something to me. You told me that
you're
going to do something to me. I said, if you do,
we can barely hear you, B.
If you do, I'm going to fillet your ass. Well, I don't know what the hell wrong. I'm talking loud to motherfucker.
Say tight.
I know y'all lying.
Okay, so whatever line it is, BT and doggone it, yeah, we can barely, every time y'all talk, it break up into real stuff. I'm going to say this why I got a second to say something. My whole thing was with him saying or doing that, all I want and all I was hoping would come out of this is that we all realize sometimes we take this shit a little too far. And we just all need to, in some cases with certain people, it needs to be kind of be toned down. Now, BT and Butt Nigga, y'all got a little history. Y'all need to just kind of maybe just try to stray away from each other a little bit or just tone it down. I could give a fuck less what you say about me. I got some pretty thick skin. All I say is the shit is out in the open. I got love for all y'all. I like you, BT. I like you, dog. I like everybody on this goddamn phone. I ain't got just nothing personal that I have against nobody on this phone. All I want is unity and everybody getting along and this goddamn, we can put each other out to the goddamn cows come home, long as it's race-related. Let's just keep it racing. That's it.
That's what I was trying to say. You know, they said a gay joke for race-related. You know, about cracking joke like that. I ain't there one time something that this man said that. That's why I'm trying to get to understand. Don't tell me what you're going to do to me like that. I can't take that. I'm not going to take that. That's all I was saying. And that's why I told him when I was like, last time, BET, don't say that man you saw. This and that. I said, okay, I thought that would end. Some did it again for the third time. And the last time.
I'm going to say it's a lot.
I can't say that. I'm not going to say
that. Y'all would be surprised. It's a lot of people that you would think have really thick skin that really say, the reason I don't see them on these shows because I can't take it one of these motherfuckers say the wrong thing. I can't take it. A lot of people say this stuff. A lot of people are scared and afraid to talk. And it shouldn't be like that. These fans that want to listen in, they want to come in and kick somebody in the nuts a little bit, they should be able to. A lot of them are literally scared to get on the goddamn phone, and a lot of us can see why.
And I, you know what? I thought fans like customers. They always right, you know. They paying their $15 to $20 to come see us, even though you know they ain't paying up. But they paying the promoters to come see us. They right, you know. So I tell them they not to call or you don't like to show this and that. And well, hey, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Without them, what would the racing game be without the fans?
That's true.
So we gotta honor what they say. We gotta listen to what they say. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it should be.
And the bottom line is we don't need shit to get so out of hand where when two people see each other, they thinking about or contemplating doing shit on it to each other because of the shit that was said on one of these damn shows and one trying to show that he mean what he's saying. All these fucking, I said it before, these fucking radio gangsters. Ain't nobody on this goddamn phone no gangster. Nobody want to go to no goddamn jail. Everybody lay your goddamn gangster radio talking ass down. What up, Tank, man? What's happening?
Oh, I ain't that. Y'all motherfuckers used to call one another two or three times a week. I don't know what's going on with y'all.
I mean, that's the thing. Shit like that, it should never get to the point where people was calling each other before, and now they don't call each other. And I don't think it's no real. I don't think it's no real problem. Yes, sir, Mr. Witt. How you doing, Witt?
I want to know what the fuck I had to do with internet bullshit.
What part of this you don't still understand? Before I told Make me understand it for me.
Okay, Rick, let me tell you like this. Before they came up about me, you know, we've been telling Gajo about me laying my dick on your back and get that and blah, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da, like dog been doing. That man says I'm about to lock up. Before all this kicked off, we have been telling Gajo. But, you know, me and that man don't have history two different times before this time about him. And then Wait a minute. Let me finish. And then after that, the second time, Tight Man toned the shit down a little bit and said, what's going on? You know, y'all need to squat that shit. And, you know, he said, BT don't say that no more. And then he apologized. Y'all apologize. We apologize. I ain't apologize to you. Apologize. He said he was sorry. And so we let that alone. I told the man, don't say that because you don't know what I've been through. And what I done and what you don't know nothing about me like that. So when you say you're going to do something to me, I take that shit to heart. But that gay shit, I can take that. That's what I told y'all the other night.
You can't take it too goddamn hard. Still listen.
Can't take what too hard?
But last night, you was getting a little personal with Butt Nigga saying he was going to take a picture of you. What you were saying last night?
Man, tune in. All the BET. The real
I told y'all.
All I hope that came out of this show is that we all just realize, tone this down, and know that we got people that are listening on these shows that don't know it could be started. Listening on these shows, a lot of these shows are X-rated. Anything can go, anything can be said, but we don't need to have things that are crazy.
Right.
Well,
what we got to realize, we can't threaten Britney.
Go to hell, Wick. Go to hell, Wick.
We cannot threaten this man. So, we're not going to do that.
Y'all motherfucker gonna raid me. Dog on red.
I'm gonna take a bad apple.
Why, man? What, nigga? Why does my kid keep trying to death them? He keep. Why he keep getting on your ass thinking you ain't gonna be there, man?
I don't know what they called me today. I had about 9,000 phones. Thought I wasn't gonna be there today.
Hey, DJ Grant, you know goddamn well, but they ain't gonna be there either. What the hell you talking about? You
done
told you said the same thing.
Hey, if he don't be there, the light told me, I'm with him.
Hey, y'all open up the mic. My button there, but DT them on there somewhere. Y'all open up the mic so they can get in.
Both closed down.
You closed down.
Big on, man. I can board.
You locked in for 500. You locked in for 500. You buy for
250. No. Y'all ain't tricking me. Y'all going to raise me, goddamn it. I think I'm going to do Biz first. I think I'm going to do group perform
Biz, him. Biz already said you got free money if you pull in the truck. He said he don't want
no
problem. So.
No, I got to raid that motherfucker. Damn, we got to raid.
Real exposure and shit.
Hold on, Whit. It wasn't about trying to expose nobody. It was about...
We don't expose the motherfucker. We got
I never said those words. I said, I don't know what but think about it. If I say, but listen.
I tell you to raise something.
Hyping it up. Ain't nobody trying to hype nothing up.
I tell you to raise something curious about. I'm worried about this. I'm trying to see how they are. This damn Tony Bynum locked in 2,500 on fire. That damn Tony Bynum. What I say, Tony must know something.
Who Tony locked in?
I look at Tony gambling. You can be a foolish gambler or you can be a smart gambler. I don't know which one he be. Either he be a smart or he be a dumb as hell.
I've got them spoiled right there.
Who Tony got locked in?
Damn,
I didn't know that. I was new on them. You know what I'm saying? We don't listen to all these shows. I don't be on them shows. I don't hear that.
Yeah, that's been locked in.
Man, go on with that bullshit, man. You sound
man,
like a dead motherfucker. You sound
man,
like a
I be at work, homie. When I get home sometime on them long nights, I be tired.
That's good, man. You and that goddamn DJ Grant, man.
Yeah, come on now. Don't do that.
You and DJ Grant.
Don't do that. Now we trying to sing goddamn Kumbaya. You goddamn trying to hit a sour note. We gonna end this show on a good note tonight. That's what we gonna do. We can't even end the goddamn show. The mother will call night. We ain't got nobody in it.
You can expose all you want. We still gonna have our same old list. We might even lose one or two. We might pick up one or two. We might not have a fire with him.
Let me tell y'all something for real though. Y'all would be surprised. You got a lot of people that die hard. Dog, diehard BET, diehard Butt Naked, and me, our show. I mean, the problem, it ain't really, I don't look at it as being about that, but we get people that call us all the time, and they like our show for what it is. And we don't plan no show. Every time we do a show, it's just whatever come up, it's just what come up. We don't plan
this shit. Do the fans know the script club?
The who?
The script club.
What script club?
Shit, how much?
The script club is off y'all show. I'm exposing these motherfuckers, boy.
Motherfucker, just ain't right.
Y'all show. I got a whole bunch of shit about y'all show. How y'all sponsoring this show, and how y'all got this show up and going. And I'm gonna expose you, motherfucker.
It started in the script club. The show started in the script
club.
Oh,
my goodness.
Motherfuckers, y'all thought that they said it was in the drag script, but it was at the script club.
Okay.
Boy, you wild here.
Well, y'all is closing now. We'll wait. We'll tune in tomorrow and to see how we start.
Tune in tomorrow. I'll let everybody
know. We'll tune in tomorrow.
The crookedness of y'all show. How crooked y'all
show. Now we got the crookedness of our show. Ain't nothing crooked about our show, man. Ain't nothing crooked about our show for real now.
We have another show, Nick. We want to spoil your ass about that record server you got. Nick, a whole ride on the boom. Nick, a whole ride on the boom.
Nah, I'll go down there for that now. Let me know when that happens.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah.
We do that dirty work. We bagged that motherfucker in somebody's house last night.
What?
We had let the bed out, right?
Sure.
Bagged that motherfucker in somebody's house.
No.
For a G-ball. Shit, I'm bagging it in my hand. I couldn't see.
Y'all had to go to court this morning. It's funny thing.
Yeah.
You know, thank the Lord I won, but it's crazy. You know, that lady, you know, why are you bringing the
Y'all shit going to keep going on. Our shit going to keep going on. Bottom fucking line. So keep that shit, keep that extra shit you talking about to your goddamn self. Don't nobody care about that shit.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got a dumb show for it.
Who the fuck is Bruce Gunn just put this shit on the Grudging Radio Tuesday? We got a box of rock. Who the fuck is Bruce Gunn?
Yeah, that's probably Mike Hill. That's your alias. They say you got like two or three aliens out, Mike. That's what they say now. They say you got about two or three fucking aliens on Grudging. You sure that ain't one of yours?
Do you want to answer it too?
Man, I wish I knew how
to do
these motherfuckers.
Hey,
but
Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do at your work? I know you don't like write the paperwork up or none of that bullshit, do you?
Say what now? The phone ringing up. What now?
I said at your job, you know, at your job. But what do you do? Like, I know you don't be writing the paperwork up or nothing like that, do you?
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
What the fuck I going to do my paperwork?
Shut that down. What the fuck you do? You do the same work. Or do the back toe trust in the job?
I got the easiest thumb job you can have. I got the easiest thumb job. I had to hook two chains to a motherfucker and went them up and dug up the thing and stuff there to keep going. But now, you know, he got a lot of paperwork. Deal with them parts he needs. He got an order.
I ain't going to say it a lot. Every time I'm talking about I do all this. I call for my own cars. I refill some of my own goddamn. I do goddamn it. Damn near at all. I know I'm a hard person. Ain't shit came easy. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I thought we're going to that.
You know, all this shit is stressful. It'd be tiring. Every night I see you, only have time to get on them shows. I mean, when I come home, a lot of them got a lot of extra time on their hand to do, you know, whatever. I don't have that time.
I think what happens sometimes is, like I said, I like the way, you know, dog know how to run a show. Dog can run a bitch show. Dog run a show better than BT, better than us. Dog can run a good, dog can know how to run a show.
But the problem with it is,
dog show comes on earlier, and then it's shit that y'all be talking about, and it's like on Tuesday night, this is how it goes. When dog show is on, I'm at the office every Tuesday. At the same time dog show is on, I'm at the office. Usually we get on the show, I'm keeping the office. A lot of our fans ain't been on dogs. We ask the question about what's going on. Y'all motherfuckers slow. Y'all late. We already talked about that shit, but yeah, we let you know y'all show. We ask that question a lot of time for our list. So just because it's said on our list, don't mean everybody know it.
You sound slow now, what I'm trying to tell you.
You smoking them cigarette tonight.
I swear to God, man, golly.
Y'all might need to start smoking something. Y'all need to take some tutoring. Y'all two guys, man, I swear. Y'all don't know shit, man. Y'all slow.
That's your opinion, because this motherfucker say the same about you. So I mean that's it's the same thing. We get it just like you say what you say. You'll be surprised how many motherfuckers call us and just say that. You know, about time. Always just surprised. Really ain't as dumb as y'all might think. A lot of people see a lot of shit that go on. Hold on, of course you talk about me and Bud Negus. All the motherfuckers that what I'm saying is, bottom line is, there's a lot of motherfuckers that are fans that talk about you.
I'll
check up for you. I say, you know, it's just radio, man. It is what it is. We don't have no dislike for the man.
Hey, Wick. What letter come out of Q in the alphabet? What letter come out of letter Q.
But nigga, you know goddamn well you had to look. You had to look at that before you asked.
Nah, I got one. I'm asking him that for a reason. I really want you to say that letter.
I don't know.
Okay.
Tell him, but they tell him. Tell him, but they.
You know when I used to look at TV back in the days, what BET and all that stuff like that, and MTV, and Rap City video be on and shit like that.
I ain't watch none of that shit.
I used to wonder where the motherfucker was from. What that boy named Nelly and all them? They was saying here, right here, or there. you know that Whitney saying that shit. We be saying she just like them folks. Down her.
Yeah.
What they got to do with it? Where the hell are
you? I don't know. Sound like
you got something stuck in your throat. What did he say? When it sound like I got some hard stuck down in his throat.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yeah, man.
What's making in Montgomery? Did I tell you what I think?
Huh?
Yes,
I think I heard it.
What did he say? What did he say?
I said, hair in your teeth.
He's a hair. He said, hair or hair? What one you say?
What was in your teeth?
Say it. Let me see it one time.
That didn't come from home. Ain't no hair down there.
You got me then, Mike. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Golly.
Oh, are you crazy here? I'm still out to chill down there, motherfucker.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Say what now?
Man, you look stupid for naked, man.
Man, I ain't stupid, man. I just laughed at that crazy head, Mike. He said it like you, but what he said, boy, there's nothing down there. I just want to know what you're going to say, R or R? Because some of them folks say R.
I don't say R. I went to school. I graduated, sir.
But why do you say her?
I don't say no motherfucking whatever you just said.
I come down there. I tell y'all what, when I come down there, I'm going to show y'all motherfuckers.
But Nick, you the country sounding motherfucker on this show, man.
I'm just saying, you do be saying that, Wick.
You the only motherfucker on this show, saying my old lady.
Hey, oh. Hey, you right. Mike, what you cutting that alarm on for? You scared, motherfucker? I heard.
Shit, my shit go on every night, motherfucker. What do you mean? Best believe. Well, hey, we ain't in the country.
Oh shit. God damn.
Hell no. Fuck around.
Hey, my nigga.
Hey, Wick. I guarantee you, five of these motherfuckers that you meet more here, they say they old lady. That's what we say, old lady, our old lady.
I say that shit too, so I ain't gonna lie on that one. I say the same shit.
Now I got one partner. His old lady get that hot when he call her that. But he don't, it's just the way that he don't mean him by it. But she don't like him to call her that. Period. Yep.
Well, y'all, I think I don't know about y'all, but I think it's about time to call it the goddamn night.
About that time. And you know the show is still fucking full.
But DJ Grant, I mean, but nigga, that ain't a whole lot of folk with us.
Oh, there he go.
Man,
there he goes.
Crazy.
There he goes.
Crazy,
there he's asking, why you keep doing that, Miguel?
I mean, I'm just being honest, though. Shit.
You being honest about what?
Dog told me y'all can't get but 50 folk on y'all
that's
show.
Not, that's
50.
A lot. Dog can't get but 50 folk.
And the only reason y'all had y'all little ratings up.
Oh, no. That's not true.
All y'all should be tied in together.
But, man, we've only tied in the dog for two or three weeks. Our show is always full, man. Every two. I mean,
DJ Grant, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Tonight, I'm gonna tell you exactly what y'all see. I ain't trying to hate on Bruce Jenkins.
I mean, I don't know.
J Bone need to fight you more because y'all really pulled a Mississippi Joe tonight. For real.
What you mean for the Mississippi? Hold on. I don't know what a Mississippi Joe is. I ain't gonna get into that. I was waiting just like you were. But the problem is, I'm the one spoke and said it.
Don't it seem smart to you for this saying to say, well, but nigga, you was the mediator of this. You don't need to deal with this.
No. We're trying to lead. The problem was, this is what the fan said. He observed and what he heard. He didn't like what came out of it because he felt like y'all put BET up to do it. Listen, man. That's what the fan with. I'm not saying that you did. That's how it was perceived. That's how it was perceived by
see,
the
this show.
That's it.
Y'all should have charged for the night show, and y'all probably could have made y'all a little money.
It's not about. Come on, man. Hold on, man. All we're trying to do is get beyond bullshit and let us. Come on, man. Yeah, y'all come. You're going back on this old second old shit, man. Y'all want to blow the shit over? That's fine. I thought we tried to do it anyway.
We got to control somebody.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all did say y'all were going to expose somebody.
We're going to expose somebody. It was something that felt like it was important,
and I felt like it was important enough as far as...
Did you ever meet Nelly? Baby, give me no filet of
fish. I like how you do the right now.
I like the filet sandwich.
That was crazy, man.
Motherfucker. I ain't had shit to do with it. He should have talked to Brush Nick and BET. Because I ain't had shit to do with it.
Yeah, you didn't say that, man. You got something for him.
I ain't told that nigga to say nothing to nobody or do nothing to nobody.
Yeah, who that?
DJ Grant.
Yeah.
I said I had a fell off. Did you ever fuck with you? I promise you.
You heard it right here.
You heard it right here. I've heard it from Nikki right here.
I ain't got to get BET nothing to do.
You probably went. Say that again, Wick. You probably BET right here.
Listen, BET will do something to you for free.
We ain't worried about that. But Nick already know that shit. You got them.
Everybody know that, but the problem. This is what the problem. I mean, we keep going back to it. We try to let the problem was the shit just got out of hand. The shit got way out of hand, and it was perceived. Hold on, it was perceived that it was conspired by you and Dog to get BT. Because BT wasn't even on. Because BT, I guess, the Dog was having their little issues, so he wasn't even on the goddamn show. He wasn't even going to say nothing. That was the thing. I mean, it is what it is, man. It's over.
I feel
like everybody in a better place right now. Because them two, everything cool, so just leave it cool.
I don't have one right here.
I don't
have a pole down here.
You got one in your house. Put your motherfucking line. You got one in the trailer. You got one in the house. But look, I think they apologize to me for putting me in that bullshit. But I might.
Don't you start that old gangster shit now. Look, you might win. See, there you go. That lost the teeth, but goddamn, buddy, I swear that goddamn wit. That goddamn wit.
I keep the goddamn flail too.
I
am. You do it, them motherfuckers, they finna fuck each other and fillet each other. Not like it's gonna be a mad goddamn motherfucker.
Hey. Well, y'all did get some more popularity because they got y'all ass on Facebook.
I do hear that. You just can't goddamn. You got to say something, don't you, Mike?
I'm dead ass for real.
They said, hell yeah, they're
good. And we're going to go to the track. They
regular line, and we're going to go to his track. It's a line like a motherfucker. To his track.
That was y'all
making all them damn stipulations to go into the track. I ain't seen them. Who hasn't got goddamn track?
Hey,
y'all had a different guy.
You ain't been doing no dirt.
Hold on, man. Like I told y'all before, we all grown men, and we long as this shit racing, it is what it is. No, listen, man, ain't nobody taking nothing outside of no goddamn race. It's all about race. It's all about race.
Go back on top of the mountain and put some aluminum foil on your antenna. You're going out. I can't hear you.
You know who you fucking with. Y'all done fucked up fucking with that goddamn BET and dog. Y'all done fucked up.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. We ain't fuck with it. The man just came on and said what he had to say.
Nah,
how we fucking with him?
It ain't no fucking difference when dog would have a special show, when BET want to have a special show to let a motherfucker talk and say what they want to say. I don't know what they want to say. They already know. Dog already know what a motherfucker finna say. Dog already know what a motherfucker finna say. It was a fan that wanted the goddamn talk, man. That's all it was. Why are you trying to turn into something else? We got fans that's sitting there talking about they don't want to go to no goddamn track with motherfuckers talking about fighting and killing each other. They don't want to see that shit. That's all I'm saying. That's all the shit was. That's all it was, and then we trying it, and that's what the fuck was. I agree 200% with that.
Hold on, man.
I know that you know that. All of us may know what we say we know, but don't none of us know what the fuck any one of us will do. Don't nobody know that.
Nothing.
Don't nobody know what nobody do. Come on, man. We trying to keep it real. Just keep it real.
Damn, man. And damn, BET ain't gonna do
that. I understand that, but it'd be the scariest motherfucker that y'all think won't do something and be the motherfucker fucked up.
You got damn, but nigga ain't do that with pro pop deck his ass up. He ain't gonna tell me, but nigga ain't.
He's talking about BET. BET.
How I make BET.
Hey.
Well, I'm just saying, it ain't real about that, man. That shit shouldn't have happened either.
Hey, man.
Now hold on. Now it's us fucking up because we done did something. Listen, man. Hold on. I don't give. Listen, it was the fucking fan. It was a fucking fan. It was a fan that said what he wanted to say.
DJ Grant, you got it.
Hey, DJ Grant. Oh, you could have a crush on you. He might be bad at English. You don't want to like you. You want to teach you and shit.
I'm trying to say, y'all,
they gonna be
up all night. Let it lie. We just keep everything like I said. We're gonna keep it.
What the hell does that mean? What the hell does that
mean? Hold on, it's some goddamn puppet masters on this goddamn phone now, I'm just saying. What y'all want to do? What's the name of your body shop?